Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Saturday night after New Year's. I hope everybody had a great New Year's out there. I hear it's freezing on the East Coast and Central United States. I talked to my cousin in St. Louis. She said they're expecting 6 to 8 inches of snow. Snow in January. Wow. I guess that's kind of remarkable out here. Out here they're making man-made snow for people to go skiing. So I guess that's just is what it is. Great Saturday night to everybody. Big week, holidays, the whole nine yards. Starting off the New Year's on the right foot, getting the car ready to go. Hopefully I'm going to make some back east races. Got to figure out which way we're going to go. I know I'm going to be out, I think, in St. Louis in August at the Gateway Nationals. There in St. Louis. I guess it's in East St. Louis, right across the Mississippi. Let's see what's going on with that. That'll be a PSDA race. If anybody out there who does class race or just want to go, you guys should check that place out. August 20, I think it's 21st to the 24th or 22nd to 23rd. It'll be pretty good out there. I know Macon is fired up this weekend. Hopefully we get some race reports coming in from Macon. And we'll see how all that works out. And hopefully they're getting after it down there. I don't know who's all going down there. Probably everybody and anybody's down in Macon, down Southway. And I wonder when they're going to start announcing these awards, too. Also, Racer of the Year and all that good stuff. I'm still got my eye on it. I'm still got my vote in there for 901 Bad Boys. Hope they get it. They've been hustling all year long. We'll see what's going on with all that. So tonight, listen, everybody listening out there, if you do call in and you hit the one button and I got everybody online, just make sure that you if you're not talking, just hit your mute button so we don't get any background noise. It was kind of blowing me up last week. We was getting some crazy stuff going on last week. And it's just killing me with that background noise. So if you can, just go ahead and mute your mic, and then if you got something to say, you know what? Always just jump right back in. And we'll see if we can control that. Out here in California, I guess some words were flying after the show out here about our little altercation about the AV boys who called in. And I'm assuming that stands for Antelope Valley, since they're racing up in Lancaster way. And I don't know if I read it wrong or not, but from what, and I went back and listened to the show, and I thought I may have said something wrong or out of place, but I didn't. And I was just curious on, you know, what we were talking about, when we were talking about cars out here, and how they were saying Chad didn't want to race them, and Bow Down didn't want to race them, and these guys are all locked and loaded on the trailer, want to get after these guys again, and I'm just trying to figure out, I hope I opened up a can of worms. I just think that we'll see what happens with all that. Hopefully everybody will call in tonight and see what's been happening. I know there was some feuding going on, so I'd just like to clarify some things out there and make sure that I got it right, because I don't like to you know, badmouth nobody or I shouldn't say that, but you know, I don't want to get on somebody's bad side. No, that's not true either. I just want to see if these guys are going to race and where they're going to have it. I guess the issue was last week is they want the cars to go up to where they're at and run up there, and then these guys want them to come down here. It's only about an hour drive between the two places. So I'm curious on who's doing what, who's gonna be doing the traveling to go here or there. I know Chad's ready to go. I know Chad's always looking to go race somebody or somehow. I just don't know what the whole deal was with those guys. I don't know any of them, but evidently they race. So, with that being said, I think I got Donald on the line. Donald, that's you. Hit the one button, Donald. That's you. But there you go. I think that's you. Donald, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much. Just checking in with you guys tonight. The show sounds real clear tonight, man. It doesn't sound all crazy and, you know, feedback and everything, so yeah. I could hear you guys real clear.
Well, you know, the good thing is, it's like we just got to kill some mic. I mean, the background noise is what kind of jacks it up, and if we just get that under control, man, we have a great show. What's going on, man? Holler at you, boy.
Well, here's the latest and the greatest right now with what's going on for the fight to bring a legal raceway back to the city of Los Angeles to Empty Port property. As you know, we've been out with Fox 11 for the past 3 weeks, two nights out of the weekend, and we've been going to the different spots, and you know, they've been getting some footage, and we've been talking to some people, and some people are, you know, kind of against us being out there. There's a couple of people in particular thinking that we're, you know, trying to blow their spots up and reveal things that everybody already knows what's going down, you know. And so we were out again last night, and I was talking with the producer. This week on the 8th, I believe it's Wednesday, Fox will air the first part of possibly a three-part story about, you know, the L.A. street scene, you know, here out here in L.A. And this is probably going to crack the door open, and we're gonna go right up the middle with this, with these politicians, because they need to hear us. They need to hear our voices. They need to see and cater to our needs also, you know, as you know, citizens of Los Angeles and people of the car culture. There's too many of us for our voices to go unheard, and the need to bring back a legal, organized raceway to Empty Port property is a must, and it's something that we're going to keep going on. And, you know, the producer and the cameraman have been really cool with us, and like I said, this Wednesday, the 8th, they're going to loop some clips throughout the day, but it's supposed to air at 5 and 10, and then also will be on the Good Day LA story show the next day also. So it's looking good so far, man. It's looking good, and this is what we need to, you know, to get the story out there, to project our voices further, and by us getting, you know, Fox 11 on board with us, it's going to be a plus for the movement. Like I said, there's people that are, that are against the cameramen being out there. But these are the people that are uninformed on what the Brotherhood of Street Racers is trying to do. These are the people that don't know the history of the Brotherhood of Street Racers. Some of these people, you know, they're voicing their opinions, yet they don't even have a car or nothing or a bike or anything.
You know, Donald, if I could touch a point on that, and I have to say this because I have friends here in town. I have friends in the grudge race game that do all the videography for all this. My question is this. How can you bitch about the news cameras being there when you go to a street race, when you go to any, I shouldn't say just street race, any race, you have hundreds of people out there with video cameras, videoing the race. Street,
I know.
But how could somebody get upset because Channel 11 News is out there, but they don't get mad at everybody who pulls out a camera?
You know what, and that's true because people were posting videos right then and there. You know, there's a couple underground pages that some younger guys have started that I've been invited to, and they are posting the videos that the cars that we just saw run, you know, and that's 100% true. I mean, everything gets posted within that hour. By the time before the next day, everything's already up, so everything that we've seen run the night before. You know, the import scene is really big, and we respect a lot of the imports, and the imports need some place to go. But, you know, that crowd is a huge crowd out here in L.A., Taylor. You know that. I mean, yeah, but it's okay for them to post on Instagram and Facebook and Flipagram and all that stuff, their videos, but they see one Fox 11 camera, and they get spooked, and right away, you know, they're quick to say something. And so once I start doing some investigating, well, who are these people that are saying stuff? Do they have a car so I can call them out? I mean, and they don't have a car, so what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? It's like, why am I going to battle with somebody that don't even have the, you know, why am I going to play the game with somebody that don't have the equipment to play, you know?
And that's my whole thing. You know what? Granted, you know, racers, they race, they go out and they make their money, they do their thing. Everybody who listens to this show knows how pro videographer I am. You know, you have Active Hoodrich, you have BET Live, you got Detroit Hoodrich, you got all these guys, Indicut, you got all these guys that do videos that's making the racers larger than what they are because they're only seen right there. If it wasn't for these guys putting all this stuff up on YouTube, we wouldn't know anybody down south or up north. The media, there's no. I don't think there's any such thing as bad press. If you're getting on the news, whether you have something good to say or, hey, press is press. Maybe I shouldn't say there's no bad. But, you know, these guys making these videos are helping out this game, and they're helping out this cause. Whether it's for grudge racing or getting a track, you need media awareness, and that's what these guys do. These guys get out there and they hustle, and for someone to say they don't want to see the news out there, but, you know, 15, 20 guys out there videotaping the races and putting them up on shit, come on, man, that's just stupid.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can't do anything about it. You know what, last night when I was, when they were doing a short interview with me, and I was sitting there and they had the camera on me, the light was on and everything, and, you know, the mic with the Fox 11 logo. There was one guy out there, and this is probably the second time that I've seen him out there, but it didn't dawn on me. The first time that we were out there a couple of weeks ago, and the cameraman was with me, this dude was just, he had a full-on camera with a lens and everything, and he was just snapping pictures of my face, just like quick, like one after another. And I'm just tripping like, okay, maybe it's just a young guy, a student, whatever. You know, well, last night the same shit happened again. And this guy, he was standing off to the side, and he was just, like, zooming right in on my face. I mean, we started asking some people. I had some of my friends from one of the other local motorcycle clubs out of L.A., the Down to Ride family, that they were out with the president's, Michael Sleepy. He was saying, hey, man, who's that guy over there? I mean, I didn't know who the hell he was, and I had one of my executive vice presidents there, too. He asked me, do you know him? And I go, no. you know, but somebody needs to approach him. And it turns out that other people that were there, they didn't even know this guy either. So, I mean, there's, look, and this is just my opinion, but you know what? There's probably cops out there. You know that there's cops out there, you know. They're out there. And the last thing that I need is for them to haul my ass in thinking that I'm organizing all these races that are going on. All I'm doing is showing up where the stuff is at. You know, if I get called out, that's a different situation. You know what I mean? But me just going up to you know, different spots and seeing people, like, snapping photos of me like that, it kind of tripped me out. So, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's just some trippy people out there, man. I mean, they don't know the history. They don't know why we're out there. And instead of approaching us like men and asking us why we're there with the cameras, why we're there with Fox, they just start talking out the side of their neck right away, and they assume things. You know, I'm not trying to blow up their little import scene. If I wanted to, I'll get my car out there, and I'll drag those imports up and down them streets. But you know what? It ain't about that, man. It's about getting a place for these guys to go so they don't have to be on the street, so they could come home to mama at the end of the night, or their kids, or, you know, their family. You know, we buried one of our street racer friends, you know, T-Bone. On Friday they buried him. We went to the wake on Thursday. I mean, he died, you know, testing his car out there on the street, but we don't want to see any more people die. We don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. I mean, the city needs to wake up. The people that are out there at the races need to start paying attention. It's unorganized. It's fucking dangerous. I mean, when we go to the big dog races, that's when you're going to see organization, you know. You've been out there. I ain't trying to talk down on these imports. These imports, they got to get it under control, man. They really got to get it under control. Flipping U-turns when two cars are making runs, fuel tanker trucks coming in the opposite direction. It's fucking crazy, man. It's crazy, you know. So, I don't know. There's
well,
just,
you know,
there's some,
I saw the videos they're showing, I don't know if it was on Christmas or Mansville, or Mansville, all the doing the donuts and all that stuff out in the middle of the street. And, you know, it's just, yeah, you know what? That shit just is bullshit. That's the stuff that that makes us look bad. Because that's what we get lumped in. We get lumped in with those guys, the guys that will sit and do donuts in the middle of the street, and they're on the finish line in, and you got a street race going off, and you know it's
you got cars pulling out of nowhere. I mean, one of the things I want those guys to understand too, the ones that are into the sideshow, when we open Terminal Island, we will welcome sideshow there. We will welcome them there, and we will, you know, put a destination or, you know, a designated area for them to do that. You know what I mean? We're not trying to shut the door on anybody. The producer asked me, you know what, how do you guys get along with the sideshow guys? I said, you know what, if that's what they want to do, they want to spin their tires in circles, when we open up Terminal Island Raceway, we're going to welcome them. We're not going to turn nobody away. There's nobody who is going to be turned away at Terminal Island. It's going to be for everybody. It's not just something that we're doing just for us. No, we're doing it for the entire city of Los Angeles and Southern California. That way we can bring bigger cars out here. We can bring the guys from the East Coast. We can invite Grudge Inc. We can bring all the big guys that are out there that we see on YouTube, and we can have something for them to come to. You know what I mean? Here in Los Angeles, they could get some sea air in their carburetors or the turbochargers, and they can run real hard right out the back door. The place is going to be for everybody, and that's one of the things I want everybody to understand. Sideshows, you guys will be welcome there. That's where you will be welcome. Go to Irwindale and tell them to let you bust some sideshow over there and see what they'll do. You know, see if they welcome you. You know, even the stunners, they don't welcome them. They don't. And that's not what it's all about. This place is going to be for everybody. Nobody will be exempt. You know, that's just the way it's got to be. It's going to be that way.
Yeah. You just got to do it gradually, though. You can't do it all at once, Donald. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to,
you
know,
we
gotta get
crack
established
the door
and,
exactly.
And they just need to be patient and understand that, you know, once we get it up and running and this and that, you know, it'll fit into everybody. Everybody will fit in. It'll work.
It's gonna be like starting a new job. You feel kind of funny in the beginning until you find your spot, and then little by little you get more comfortable, and then you start expanding a little bit more. I mean, hey, we're gonna do the same thing. There's going to be plenty of room out there, you know. We're still getting, you know, back from the producer of Fox, them saying that it can't be done in the port. That's not true. That's not true. If it couldn't be done in the port, why did it open and close 11 times already then? You know, it's Zone Tail. You work the harbor. You move the harbor. You know what's up, dude. There's no way that it could be anywhere else but there. It's going to be there. We will be there. We will open up Terminal Island again. We will bring back a legal raceway to the city of Los Angeles, you know.
Especially since that land's not doing anything. It's sitting there right now, and, you know, like they say, it's going to be money. You know, who's going to move the dirt? That's what they're going to come at. I already know this. That's what they're going to come at us with. How are you going to get the dirt out of there? Is it going to have to be an environmental impact done on the land? Well, you know, you guys are going to have to do that anyway, because in order for you guys to do anything with that land, there'll have to be an environmental impact done. So get it done.
Yeah.
We'll use the track while you guys decide what you're going to do with everything else. In the meantime.
The bottom line, we're not going to take no for an answer. You know, if we get no from somebody, like they say, if somebody tells you no, then you're talking to the wrong person. And we're going to keep continuing to move forward till we find this right person to talk to. I mean, this Fox News undercover investigator report is going to blow up. Things are going to change, Tao. You know that. I mean, it's going to get some people mad. I mean, Wednesday morning at, you know, our polar bear swim that we have here in San Pedro every New Year's Day, you know how everybody goes and jumps in the water down there?
Yep.
Janice Hahn was there, okay? Our
if I'd have known that, I'd have drowned her ass. I'd have been chumming the water, boy. Let a great white come get her ass.
She was there, and some of her liaisons that come to the council meetings, Central San Pedro council meetings and different area council meetings, they come and give their reports. They were there with her also. One of the young guys' name is Ivan Sulik. Okay, he's one of the guys that comes in and reads a report off of paper what Janice is doing and what's going on and what she wants to do and all these different things. So I see Janice over there, like, changing her clothes because, hell yeah, it was cold in the water and this and that. And so I walked over to Ivan with my dog and, hey, how you doing? And, you know, he shook my hand and, how you doing? You know, Ivan, Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas and all that stuff. And he goes, well, how's it going with your raceway project? I said, well, that's why I came over to tell you. I came over to tell you that because your offices are not responding and you guys are saying you want to help but are not doing nothing, I went to the news media and I'm throwing everybody under the bus. And he stepped back and he looked at me and he goes, you went to the news media? I said, yeah. I go, I'm tired of your guys' deaf ears. I go, you guys say you want to help this and that, pat me on the back on the way out the door and, yeah, I'm going to help you, and then you guys don't do nothing. I go, are you aware that a girl was killed in Wilmington because of the street racing? And he's like, no, I never heard about that. Okay, how can you be part of a bureaucracy and, you know, a congressional woman's staff and not know about things that are going up in your community that are going down? How could you not? You know, where do these people live at? I mean, they don't live in our neighborhoods, I guess. I mean, I know the young man's from the Wilmington area, but as far as them really paying attention to current events, there was nothing going. It didn't even cross his mind. So he had no clue that this young 17-year-old girl from Torrance, California, got killed. So he tells me, "Are you throwing us under the bus?" And I said, "I'm throwing everybody under the bus." And I pointed over to where Janice Hahn was standing. I go, "You make sure and tell her that everybody and anybody is not going to be exempt from what's going on, and I'm going straight to the media with everything." And he just looked at me. He was like, he was tripping. And I said, I'll see you later, man. And I walked away from him because, you know what, I'm getting really tired of these people, man. I'm really getting tired of them. It's not right, you know, that these people don't listen to the wants and the needs of Angelenos and people from the area. You know, they always say they want to help. And we're going to get a lot of people telling me, hey, welcome to politics. You know what I mean? And, yeah, I'm learning about politics. I'm learning that you need to have a big fake smile and a big pair of scissors to cut ribbon. That's what politics is to me, because they're obviously not in it for the interests of the public. You know what I mean? And it's just it's a whole bigger scope than just opening up a raceway. These people think we just want to go racing. You know what I mean? They don't look at what the fundamentals are going to be about generating money for our community to put into youth programs, you know, to keep these younger kids on a path, opening up auto shops, doing all these things for the community. They don't look at that stuff. They just think that we just want to go down there and do a bunch of burnouts and make some noise. That's not what it's all about. It's about generating funds for youth programs here in our area. That's what it's about. You know, it's a lot broader than what they think, you know, and I don't think they have no clue because they don't listen to us, you know. They don't call into a show. They don't listen to your show. They have no clue. You know what, they really don't know what's going on, but they're going to see what happens after this Wednesday. It's going to be crazy. You know, things are going to go down. I mean, who knows what's going to happen. They might try to put my ass up on the cross after that and make me look bad, but you know what, like I told you before, Tail, you know me my whole life. There's nothing they can't do to me that's already been done to me. Been shot at, stabbed, beat up, and all that other stuff that I went through. And here I am coming out the other side of the tunnel, and we're going to give these people a run for their money, and we're not going to give up. We're not giving up. I don't give a shit. You know, I'm not giving up. The Brotherhood, the Street Racers, everybody that's out here, no one's giving up. This is something that we're going to keep continuing to do. Our voices will be heard. We will be heard. And once again, I just want to thank Grudge Inc. for giving us an avenue, you know, to be able to speak and you know, get our voices projected. You know what I mean? Grudge Inc. has been nothing but good to us, and they've welcomed to help us in any way they can, you know. When we open up the raceway, Grudge Inc. will be out here. We will be partnering up with them. We will be doing some big stuff. And we're going to be doing some rail racing out here. Not no bullshit, you know, cameras and setting out, stipulations on stuff like that. I see the way that they do things on the East Coast, and these guys got their shit together. We need to bring that out here to California. We need to have, you know, everybody collaborate and everybody get along. We need a good California versus whoever, the real cars that are out there, you know. I mean, we're just not going to give up the fight. We're just going to keep moving forward. So,
well, I'll tell you this, Donald. You know, we get this thing going, and I can honestly say there's some grudge racers down south, up north that will come out. I know that they will come out, and they just don't have one car, man. They got a flock of cars. You know,
oh, yeah, I know. I see them. They got the street cars. They got the turbo cars. They got all that stuff. You know what I mean? I watch those videos. I love those videos, man. I mean, shit, they get me hyped up, man. I'm so amazed of how many different tracks that they got in their areas. I mean, like you were talking about before, you could start off on one end of town, then you could stop at different tracks all the way home, you know, and make your money or lose your money. Or whatever you do, and that's a great thing, man. That's a great thing. I mean, geez, man, that's living the American dream. They're living the dream over there, you know. I mean, shit, man. We're gonna get there. We'll get there. It'll take some time, but we're gonna get there. So.
Yeah, it'll happen. Hey, sit tight, man. I gotta bring my boy Chad in right now.
All right.
Chad, you there?
What's up?
Hello.
I'm here.
Chad, you there? Chad.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, Kev, I can hear you, Kev. I want to see if Chad's in here. Kev, you there? Kev.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. I got to open up Chad's mic. Chad, you there, Chad?
Hello?
Chad. Maybe he's not. Kev, what's going on with yourself, man?
Oh, man, I ain't doing nothing out here on this road. We're about to get a foot of snow.
Oh, not out here, baby.
I know. I got your text earlier. You said,
hey,
okay,
was you listening? No. Was you listening with Donald? Well, I had your mic open.
Yeah, no, I was on mute. I listened to what Donald had to say. My thing is, what that is, you guys are doing an excellent job, but you got to realize that you got government controlling things now, you know what I'm saying? So this is my point of view, that they don't give a damn if you got this street racing. They want y'all to continue, so they can keep putting you guys in court, take your money, you know, impound your cars, make money. You know, I had that, you know, and the thing of it is when you guys finally get a track who's going to help you guys organize, they're going to miss all that money. Then that's it. That's when they're going. That's when they're going to find you guys a track to come to that they own or got part in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I know.
I agree with that. I agree with what he's saying. I mean, it's not going to stop it. It's not going to stop the illegal street racing. But yeah, it is. It is government controlled and money. Unfortunately, yeah, it is money. It's all about money. That's
well,
what it's all
I,
about.
I'll put it this way: here in Detroit. The guys were street racing for years and years and years. And then, some of the guys finally got in there, let's do a no ET grudge race. And Molly wasn't too happy about it, but they did it. But they seen so many cars come out there. They had more cars come out there than a damn bracket race. And they seen they had to pay nothing back but let these cars come in and race. That's what California's not seeing. And the track owners are not seeing. They used to charge us like $50. Well, at one time, they charged like $80 a night to get in. And we had no problem with it because as long as we were getting caught in the street, we were like, $80 ain't shit to us. So, before you guys finally get it going, they're going to see the revenue. And then the mayor y'all got in, he's an asshole because he's dumb. He doesn't realize the revenue. If you guys got, I'm saying this. If you guys got 1,000 cars out there times 80, that's $80,000 a night.
Yep.
I'm just giving a scenario. I'm not saying I charge that much. The city's going to lose the revenue, dumbasses.
One of the things that this mayor is pushing for is bringing the film industry back to Southern California. He has no idea how big these DVDs and these videos that are produced by you guys and all the other, cameramen that are out there, how much they're watched, how many hits they're getting on YouTube. They're not paying attention. And this is another thing, like, why is he pushing for the Hollywood industry when we're trying to tell him that this is the same way that it's going to happen too? You're going to get everything with this particular sport. You know what I mean? And we got to approach it from all angles like that. Yeah, it's all about the money, it's just one of those things. You know what it seems like to me is that, when we are successful and when we do open up the raceway, that we're going to have a bunch of them saying, yes, I told you it was going to work. You know what I mean? And that's just the way things are going to be. You're going to get those people that are going to be like that. And if that's the type of people they want to be, then more power to them. I know lying my head down at the pillow at night that I'm going to be an honest person. And I don't know, man. These politicians, they need to wake up. They need to really wake up. There's all kinds of different things that are relevant to this. With the money, the videos, the film industry, public safety, youth programs, like all these different things, man. It's just crazy. The producer from Fox called over to City Hall and he was talking to some people there. And some of the people that he was talking to were telling him that they have no idea who we are. And that they have no clue of anything about us trying to open up a raceway. And so when Dan called me, the producer from Fox, and says, hey, man, there's a couple of people in City Hall that are saying they have no clue who you guys are. I said, all right, give me your email. So he gave me his email. Well, I sent all the pictures over that I had of us with Garcetti, handing him an envelope, volunteering for his phone bank, him holding our colors in front of one of the restaurants here in San Pedro, like all these different things. And I sent him all those pictures, and it blew his mind. He says, wow. He goes, you guys documented pretty much all your steps that you were making to cover your asses. I said, well, we didn't figure that this was going to happen. We weren't hoping that this would happen. But unfortunately, politicians use you for the time being like a cheap hooker just to get what they want, and then they're going to throw you off to the side. But, like I said, if that's the type of people they want to be, then they can be that way, So, but the picture's worth of a lot of words, and to have, the mayor holding an envelope between two street racers with him posing with us, unfortunately, you can't get around that. We contributed to his campaign. We didn't contribute much, but we did contribute to him, not only monetarily, but with service hours and bringing him the votes and stuff like that. We just want our voice to be heard.
That's more important, Donald. The you guys working the phone banks and stuff like that, getting after it like that way too. That's not just. I mean, it's hard. I mean, you get that big list of 100 people you have to call. Not everybody there is calling these people. And sometimes then people aren't too nice, you know, on the other end when you call them. And you gotta handle with a straight face and the whole nine yards, man.
After we volunteered those service hours with him, I had the members that were working with us from the Street Racers keep track of how many yes votes they lobbied for him. And on a typical five-hour evening that we volunteered, total together, we probably pulled maybe 80 to 100 votes total a night that we would pull when we volunteered those hours with him. So, yeah, and we got called assholes and motherfuckers and all kinds of stuff, and we're voting for the other person. And yeah, we got disrespected, but you know what? We just kept our eye on the prize being Terminal Island Raceway, Brotherhood Raceway Park, coming back again. A man making a promise and holding his promise. That's all we're trying to do. Hold to your promise. You say you're going to do something for us, then do it. Don't blow the smoke. Just do it, you know, so... We're gonna stay on their heels. We're gonna start clipping at their heels, and hey, we gotta do what we gotta do. You know, there ain't no way around it. It's politics. You know, just like you guys are saying. And well, we're coming. We're coming full force, and we're gonna keep organizing and moving. It's not gonna stop the progress of what we're doing by somebody saying no. It's not gonna happen. So we're gonna keep moving forward. Just stay positive. You know what I mean? Stay real positive about this. So. I don't know.
Sit tight, Donald, for a second. I'm going to open up another known bike here in our area, 310-0679. Your mic's open. Who's this?
Fireman Phil.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
Fireman.
What's going on, bitch?
Fireman Phil.
Hey,
what's
guys.
Going on, Phil?
I've been listening. How you guys doing?
Good, man. We're doing good. One day closer, man. Every day is one day closer.
Yeah, we got working out some stuff. We just got to be patient, you know. It ain't going to happen overnight, but it'll happen.
Well, I'm kind of excited about what's going to happen on when the series airs. Because now, you know, it's amazing. They didn't, like Donald was saying, that they didn't hear about the little girl that was killed in Wilmington. But I guarantee after Donald talked to that guy, I bet you they're all aware of it now, what's coming down. And you know what, for the record, Donald, do you remember what I told when we went to go meet Janice in Wilmington? I told you I'd go there. Do you remember what I told you, though?
No, I don't remember.
I said, don't trust this woman. This woman is the fucking devil.
Well, when she called me in to sit down, sit down and offer me coffee and this and that. What could we do for you? Some of her workers, they were writing away. They were writing this and writing that. Oh, yeah, we're going to help you do this and do that. And, you know, I sat there and I knew what the game was. You know, I didn't cast a vote for her. I didn't cast my vote for her for Congresswoman. I didn't. You know, I talked to Laura Richardson, too. And, you know, she was easy to talk to, that woman. And I went in there and I told Janice, hey, Laura Richardson's going to give us a drag strip made of gold. That's what she's going to give us. What can you do for us? You know,
that's
and
right.
Janice was tripping. You know, well, how can I get your votes? I go, you see those guys out there? And I'll point to all you guys out there. These guys are all interested in you know, bringing this raceway back. We're going to help you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I told her about ethics violations that happened to me by the Wilmington Neighborhood Council. Oh, no, this is not right. We're going to contact the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment and all this different stuff. She didn't do a damn thing, bro. She didn't do shit.
Nope.
She didn't do a damn thing, you know.
She passed you real good on the back, and by the time you get home, you see how deep that knife is in your back.
That knife was so damn deep that when I hugged my girlfriend that night, she got stabbed by the same knife too, you know?
That's it, man.
They straight up, just call me Shish Kebab from now on. Don't call me Don Cole no more. I'm Shish Kebab because that thing just came out, man. But you know what? Phil knows. I talk to Phil in the evening sometimes in the regular, and I voice my opinion and tell him how I feel, and he puts me in check, says, no, we got to do it this way. I know you want to go the other route. You know, Tail, you know I want to fly off the handle and get crazy. But as we know in the past, you know, with Big Willie, rest his soul, that, you know, one of the meetings, they happened to intimidate some of the neighborhood council members, and that's when things went sour. You know, things didn't go right. So I know that flying off the handle and intimidating, disrespecting, is not going to get us to that ultimate goal in the end, which is, you know, to get out there and bring the legal raceway back to our area again. So I got to bite my tongue. My tongue's about bit off anyways. I'm about to make some vanizzle out of it. You know what I mean? Throw a little bit of lemon and some chili on that bad boy and put some juice and call it menudo. You know what I mean? You know, us Mexicans, we love our menudo, man. And, man, just biting your tongue, it's a hard thing for me to do, but I got to see what, you know, like Phil says, what's the goal? What's the outcome? What are you looking for? You got to just make sure you just do things the right way. So, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
These people are crazy.
You know, like we've always been talking about, we have to garner the numbers. It's easy for anyone to tell one person or two person or even 40 people, you know, one thing and then do something else. It's harder to tell 20,000 people one thing and then do something else. And we just have to get our numbers up. And we're working on that, but that's going to take some time. You know, we got to work on one of the things like we were discussing is a petition that's going to make them aware that there's, you know, not just one or two or 40 or 50 of us, but there's thousands of us that want this track. They want this thing. But we do need people that are willing to come forward and, you know, do something. Not to say, oh, yeah, or hit a like on a Facebook page, but actually send off an email or, you know, a post or a comment and show up places.
That's what's going to make them.
Go ahead.
What do you call it, Phil? Boots, more boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground. That's it. It's an army. We're building an army from the ground up. Everything from command staff to logistics down to the foot soldier is what we need. We need worker bees. So, I mean, it can be done, but we have to build the army. We have to put the army in place.
Yeah.
One soldier at a time. It can happen.
Yeah, I think we should plan an attack where we just go get a caravan and drive past the Wilmington office, the councilman, the Pedro office,
One of the things that was suggested to me is that we look for the next big event that the mayor's going to be at, and that's when we show up unannounced and just come on in and just go for it, you know. Imagine how we would look showing up to something unannounced like that. It's going to cause a big deal. It might even get to the point where he's, hey, let me talk to them. I know them. They're my friends. Yeah, we're your friends, buddy. We're your friends.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know, man. It's just...
Well, I mean, that's one way to do it. I mean, the thing would be to get in the door and have some conversation again, you know, about whatever. Even if he says, no, I can't do it, you know, that's fine. Then we start saying, well, you know, why can't you do it? That's the point of conversation, to getting talking about the track again.
But, you know, Phil, the thing is, I think that we're just talking to the wrong people. Like Donald said earlier, no, we get a no, and that's not the person we're talking to. I really think that we should have a sit-down meeting with the Port of L.A. That's who we have to talk to, because that's who's going to give up the land. I don't think the mayor, the councilman, I think they just said all that stuff to get votes because they knew we had to talk to the port. So they could say, hey, listen, I did what I told you guys. I'm on your side. I want a gun. Knowing that they're not going to do shit, and they can't do shit without the port, but they could say, hey, well, we tried to talk to the port, and the port just said no. And then they'll leave it at that.
Let's back up a little bit. Who are the port commissioners? All the new commissioners, right, appointed by who?
The mayor.
Garcetti,
they're appointed by the mayor.
Appointed by the mayor, okay? Garcetti says, hey, and he talks to Herb Wesson and says, hey, I want this. Herb Wesson says, hey, city council. And they're going to fight amongst themselves because there's some personalities there that don't quite get along, regardless of what you see in public. All right. But if they say do it, make it happen, it can happen. Just like that. They're going to say, port commission, I want a report. Tell me why or what the issues are. Bring it back to city council at the next meeting.
Maybe I said it the wrong way, Phil. Maybe what I think we should do is start with the port and have the port get it submitted to the mayor. And maybe there's a chain of command that they're not telling us to follow, and maybe we just might be going in the wrong order. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
we also don't have enough soldiers to do all this. You know, we need people at the port. We need people at, you know, at the commission meetings. We need people at the city council meetings. We need people at the fire commission meetings. Well, you know, right now we're stretched thin. We don't have a whole lot of resources to tap into. That's one of the big issues we have, and that's, you know, Donald was talking about. We need boots on the ground. It can be done, but go ahead.
The port wants to have a meeting with us. Anthony Ferozzi told me that he wants, after during the holidays, he said after the holidays, he wants to have a sit-down. He wants to have a meeting on the books, on the record, to discuss this.
Okay.
And
that's
so
all well and good.
Now,
but I just,
all it is now is coordinating a time when we can do this.
Yeah, but see, my feeling is, as part of strategy and tactics, is you can't just focus on just the port and the commission. We need to be hitting the entire city council, all the council members through the
neighborhood. I agree.
You know,
I agree.
So I'm not discounting what you're saying about the port. Believe me, we got to hit everything. And Donald and I have discussed it a bazillion times on all the places we need to be at once and be doing things with.
Yeah. And it's a lot of things that need to be done. I mean, holding down a regular job like we do, and you know, trying to get our message out is a tough deal. You know, and you heard it before. You hear people say it all the time. You know, about anything worth fighting is not going to be easy. We know coming into this that it wasn't going to be easy. But you know what? Shit, we ain't going to make it easy on their behalf. We're not going to just blow away and lay down, you know. The only thing I'm going to be laying down is some rubber, and that shit's going to be on Terminal Island, and Phil will be there with us, and Tail will be in the PA booth announcing what the hell's going down, and let them cut their ribbons and be all fun and fancy. We're going to be racing. That's what we're going to be doing. I'll be laying down some, you know, it's going to be good. And we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I'm going to stay positive on this one. Chain of commands, councils, mayors. Phil, you're right. Tail, you are right. Tail, I know you're working your end, you know, with Ferozzi and them people, and it's good that we get some kind of, dialogue established with this man. You know,
with everybody.
Good. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we still got to hit South Traffic Bureau. We got the SCHB also to work with.
Speaking about CHP, last night when we were out, they came up to one of the spots that we were at and chased everybody away, and the cameraman, Olin, was going back to his SUV with the camera, and the CHP tells him, "You're out here filming this shit?" And he says, "Yes." And then he goes, "Who the fuck are you?" The CHP tells him this, and he goes, "I'm media," and he shows his credentials, and he goes, "You're adding fuel to the fire," and Olin tells the cop, the CHP, "You should be helping these kids instead of chasing them around all night, making them drive all erratic and almost causing accidents. They only start running when you get here. You should be helping them." And the cop's like, "Get out of the area now." He got mad, and Olin was going off. We got to tell Olin, "Hey, man, get in the car. Let's go. Let's get out of here. They're going to start ticketing us." You know what I mean? And this cameraman, he came into this as a cameraman, you know, doing his job, but I think that he's taking it personal now because he wants us to really go up the gut hardcore. I mean, he wants us to throw one of those old-school Mike Tyson 20-second knockouts, you know what I mean? And he's really taking it to heart right now, man. They feel us right now. They know what's going on. They're like, man, these cops are not paying attention, you know, so they see it firsthand now. I mean, as soon as there's a sight of one cop car, Tail, you know what happens. You know what I mean? You know what, and they're just taking off and running and going every way, and it's just crazy. And the cop, just all he has to do is turn his lights on. You know, that's all he has to do. And everybody starts scattering. Shit, last weekend they shut down both ends of Manville, and they blocked everybody in. And they started ticketing people and all that other kind of stuff. You know, instead of helping, they're hurting, you know. But
revenue. That's city revenue money.
And that's what Kev was talking about, right? You know, it's all money. It's all money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey.
That's it. Oh, name that tune.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Phil. Hey, you know, but I don't know. It's been a good ride, and it ain't over yet. And, you know, it ain't going to be over for a long time. And I ain't going to go away. SoCal Challengers ain't going away. Brotherhood ain't going away. DTR family, you know, all these guys out here that are helping out, all these, you know, street racers, we ain't going away. Ain't nobody going away. The only thing we're going away is going straight at them now. It's going to be one of those battles. And, well, we got to just establish the army, like Phil says. We got to get these people, you know, on board. We got a lot of people on the Facebook page saying that, you know, hey, we're with you. We're going to fight with you. You know, okay, well, this is what we need you to do. Oh, man, I can't make it. You know, oh, I can't be there. But you know what? We can't hold any resentments against anybody for that. Life is here, and we have to play the game of life with our families and doing things that we need to do in order to provide for them. And we all understand that. You know, we all got kids and stuff like that and garages and jobs and, you know, all these things. So, I don't know. So, I mean, man, we're just going to keep
we need more numbers.
Numbers. Yeah.
Well, they're getting there. They're getting little by little, they're getting there. Hey, guys, sit back for a second, man. I got a bunch of mics I got to open up, man. I got people wanting to chime in, man. Hold on. 630-0018, your mic is open. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is Twan, a.k.a. Big Pond from Chicago. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man? I bet you must be freezing right about now up in Chicago, huh?
Well, you know what? I'm freezing right now, but I'm on my way to the West Coast right now, so... It's going to take me about a day and a half, and I'm going to be warming up. But, man, I just want to give a shout-out. I don't know who on the line, but I keep up with a lot of y'all, what's going on out there on the West Coast. You know, I keep up with a lot of that stuff through Pooh on YouTube,
yeah,
on what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I wish y'all all the success in getting y'all legal raceway. But I'm also friends with Chad. You know, I met him through some friends of mine. Chad came to Mississippi last year and ran that Fat Tuesday, and I drive a truck, so I come to the West Coast all the time, and I reached out to Chad, and we talked periodically. And through Chad, you know, I was able to meet a lot of other guys on the West Coast, you know. I met some guys from y'all area. I'm real good friends with Bodie from up north, Team Brody.
Right.
Real good friends with him. Talk to him every day. Matter of fact, I'm on my way out to hang out with him right now as we speak. But, you know, far as what y'all guys got going on, man, a lot of people in the rest of the country really don't understand how California operate. I understand how California operate because I haul produce to the West Coast every week. California is a whole different monster when it comes down to racing and doing other stuff. So, you know, whatever we got to do, you know, back here on the East Coast, I'm willing to support you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
We can do, if we got to get signatures or whatever. I never met Teo personally. I watched the last video that was posted by Pooh when you guys went out to San Pedro and y'all were saying y'all wanted the legal raceway and all that other stuff, you know. I just want to keep in tune with you guys, you know, and if there's anything that we can do, because it's a gang of us over here on the back east. We doing what y'all trying to do. And as far as the street racing is concerned, you know, what y'all doing right now, we was doing that, you know, 10, 11 years ago, and we stopped that because the track has opened up their doors. And we have numerous of races every month. And I'm talking from Chicago to Wisconsin to Michigan to South Carolina to Georgia to Florida to Texas. It's a race every weekend in that vicinity. So, you know, and it's good money involved with it. So, you know, I feel bad for my friend Chad because them guys love to race. All them guys, Pooh, all them guys, they love to race. They love to get out every night. And
sure
unfortunately,
do.
y'all go to the street, and unfortunately, it's illegal. Where we come from, we can go to the track practically every day of the night and grudge race. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we would like y'all to get in on what we get on. And the same, I heard there was a guy on from Michigan. It's the same thing for them with the no ET. We collaborate with Michigan a lot. So we race as much as we want back east at any given track. We had the calendars are probably already booked up for 2014. Everybody know where they're going to be at. People setting their itinerary right now. So, you know, man, it's a long road ahead of y'all. But, you know, like I said, man, you know, I can get the word out of Chicago, you know, and try to stay in tune with what's going on with you guys, because I want to see y'all getting down, you know, having as many races as we have on the West Coast, you know, because we have them so much, and I feel that it'll be a treat for you guys, and it'll be a whole lot safer. You know, you ain't got to worry about the police rolling up on you guys, and it's, you know, people just don't understand back east the uphill battle that you guys are fighting with this politics stuff, because that's all what it boiled down to with you guys. It's all politics and money, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and the thing is, and I'll tell you, I think part of that is the reason why we don't have a track, because by nailing us on the street, that's free money for the city. And
they know
that if we put a track, they don't get that kind of revenue. They don't get the revenue they want to that way. You know, because
right.
It does. It lightens the load. And, you know, and I was back. I went back to Lena, Mississippi with Chad when we were out there. And, you know, seeing all the people out
crazy.
There, just that track. And that's what I tried to explain to everybody out here, is that there were so many people. We're sitting, Chad and I were parked right at the 8th mile marker. It was really packed on the pit side, but the other side, I thought the field was on fire. That's where everybody was barbecuing at. I mean,
right,
there had to
right.
have been at least 15,000 people there.
And you know what? That's like majority of the races that you go to from any given weekend, the houses be packed like that from state to state. You know, it's just not even enough tracks to pack everybody in, you know, on different venues. So, you know, with y'all, you know, just work in California, man, if y'all can get that thing open, you know, and I don't want to use the word outlaw tracks, but if y'all can get a track where they can just really let you guys get out at, you know, without all that big NHRA tag hanging over you guys, man, it'll be successful, and they'll be able to make a lot of money for whatever city the track is going to open up in, man. It'll be great for the L.A. facility, you know, be real good.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. And this is the place, where, you know, when I tell you that this track is at sea level, I mean, if you dug a 10-foot hole, you'd be wet.
Right.
it's at sea level, you know.
Right,
that's good.
Let's call it 30 feet.
are you guys getting any support from the up north guys? I know y'all try to do a lot of collaborations with them, but have you guys reached out to them, you know, because they're still part of California?
Who's that?
Yeah. Have
you guys down on the south side reached out to the guys from up north to try to support y'all?
You know what? You know, Bodie and those guys up and Kelly and those guys up north, man, they're locked in, man. I mean, you know, they got Sonoma up there or Sacramento,
right.
I think Sacramento Raceway when they go up there. But,
right.
No, those guys are definitely supportive of what we got going on down here. And I think if we get that track down here, those guys will be spending a lot of time down here, too. I mean, it'll start to be a two-way street because we just – down here, all we have is the street. And,
right.
You know, and even the 8th mile track that they have at Irwindale isn't
right.
enough. That to me, that's just an unsafe track. I don't even take my car there because I don't like it. This place here is perfect. And if we ran this thing at an 8th mile, you can bring whatever you want because they'll be plenty enough room on the backside to shut down if we keep this thing in an 8 mile. And pretty much
Is it a quarter mile track?
Originally it was, yes. But they did some reconfiguring down the port, and there's a rail track that runs in there, through there now. But it runs the outside of it, so it almost makes a loop around the track. So if you put the track in the right way and shoot right down the middle of it, you have plenty of room.
Yeah, there's 2,700 feet end to end. You got 2,700 feet in between the oval.
So kind of bring me up to speed. So this is not an old track that you guys are trying to petition to open. You guys are trying to get a track built.
No, this is where the original track was. On the old site.
Okay, but it's just dirt now.
Okay.
What this site used to be, if you look at old pictures of the harbor, this used to be the LAPD test facility where they would test.
Okay.
They'd go driving like a road course, and they had the long straightaway.
Right.
On the weekend, Big Willie, got us to where, hey, you guys aren't using it. Let us have a track here. Mayor Tom Bradley said, hey, you know what? Sounds like a great idea. And Mayor Bradley and Big Willie got it done. And, naturally things change hands. But at that time, when Mayor Bradley – he worked for the LAPD before he was the mayor. So he saw things on the street. So he was a very smart man when it came to, I know what's going on out there. I've seen the accident. Do we need this track? Yes. Will accidents drop? Yes. So he saw the need for it.
Okay.
So, and that's what, that's what we need. We need someone to have that same vision as Mayor Bradley did and say, hey, you know what? This is a problem. We know it's a problem. We keep sweeping this under the carpet, and we got a big bump we're tripping over. And
Absolutely. That's
what they have to realize. And they just have to say, you know what? It's time to get this done. Let's just give it
Absolutely.
To them. Let's just see how it works. Let's give it to them for a month and see what happens in a month. See if all the streets that these guys go to, everybody's saying, oh, we don't want to say names, we're going to burn streets. If you're from California, you know exactly where the streets are we go to. And if you think the police don't know it, you're a fool.
Yeah,
exactly.
They got to be, everybody knows the spots. If you know anything, you know where to go. That's it, plain and simple. Ain't no secrets and surprises. If you don't know these streets, then I guess you ain't on the street,
Right.
Man, you can go to any different town and you know the street. So, or just go to YouTube and you'll see everything, Active covers it really good. He's one of our best street cameramen, telling it like it is. You want to hear the real story, how things went down? Tune into Active's channel. You see everything going down,
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's telling like a T.I. is.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think that just my opinion. I think that Pooh, I think BET, another guy who does a lot of stuff down south, well, does it everywhere. All these guys, Detroit Hoodrich. I think if these guys should collaborate and take all their film that they have. Yeah, they have themselves. They like have the movie like On Any Sunday. Put it all together, man, and sell it to Paramount or Sony or somebody. Man, you already have your cast and crew. Man, you make a movie. I just want creative copyright because it was my idea. In case anybody's listening, they go out and do it. But seriously, man, these guys have hundreds, thousands of hours of footage that they could cut up and make a motion movie and put it on the big screen. Be honest, man, and God rest Paul Walker's soul, but if we're all stupid enough to pay to go see Fast and Furious movies, which I've done, then you know what? A grudge movie would be off the hook.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, and that's what I think, man. You get those guys collaborating with their videos, come out to Cali, and we'll go up to Hollywood and sell this thing. Make these guys an offer they can't refuse. Yeah, it'll go. It'll go. Because I'm telling you, man, that's how close I think that grudge racing is. And I think when the phenomena explodes, people are going to start opening up more tracks. It's going to open the floodgates.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's so underground that we think we're big bad street raves and stuff like that because a lot of people might not have known about the grudge scene. And you go to one grudge race, and you probably never take your street car out again because you want to know where the hell these cars came from. So, you know, I mean, listen, I've been racing for a long time. When I went to Lena, Mississippi, that was an eye-opener for me. I saw cars getting down. And I like to call them street cars, stock suspension cars. They didn't have 16-inch wide tires on them, calling them street cars. And these guys getting after it, just getting after it. You know,
who is that? That's Teo. Who is that, Teo?
Yeah, the guys I saw getting after it.
No, I'm just saying, who was that talking? Who was that talking?
Oh, that's Teo talking.
Right, right. I mean, the ironic thing about that, man, is that go back a long way, man. You know, the Fat Tuesday race been going on for over 20 years, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? So the grudge racing, we've been getting down, for years like that, with grudge racing at a sanctioned track. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what you telling some of them guys, what they're hearing from you right now, they can't really even imagine. It's like going to a PSCA. It's like being in Las Vegas at the World Street Finals, but it's all grudge racing, racing. You know what I'm saying? And some of them guys,
it's hard,
and
it's hardcore. It's hard.
Hardcore. I mean, you got guys from you got 14 second all the way down to 6 second cars grudge racing. You know, it's hard for every class, except it just ain't no rules. So what Teo's telling you guys, man, it's hard for California to even imagine. You know, and I feel bad that you guys like Teo, y'all had to drive 2,000 miles to experience that.
It was well worth it. You know what? I'll tell you right now, Chad and I are even talking about doing it again. Because I'll tell you something. Out there, it definitely separates the boys from the men. And what I mean by that is that not that people, I don't want to say have slow cars. What I'm saying is that I've seen these cars go, and I have in my own head how fast I think these cars are doing it on a 28-inch tire. No wheelie bars, and leaving that line like gangbusters, driving the shit out of these cars. You know, to me, man, that's impressive. To me, it's not about the car. To me, it's about the driver getting that sucker hooked and gone. And when I was down there, I mean, I saw a few cars take passes, and I really was excited because I got to go down there, and I didn't get a chance to meet them when I was down there because every time the 901 boys were going to the line, I ran back to my truck because I was right at the finish line. I want to see the car. They were the guys that I like watching the most, man. Their cars. But, I mean, there are a lot of fast guys down there. A lot of cars.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend putting this on your bucket list that if you can make it to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, was it March 1st?
I believe it's March 1st. I'm not 100% sure.
I definitely put that on your bucket list and be there, man, because that is something that is just remarkable. remarkable, man. It was just unbelievable, the cars that you get down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, Teo, man, I was just calling in, man, to support the show. You know, I keep up with what's going on, you know, through Active, and I got a lot of friends on the West Coast. And, you know, you'll get a chance to meet me, man, and I'll chime in from week to week and see what's going on, man. If there's anything you need us to do back east, man, just let me know. Don't hesitate to ask. Chad got my
just
number. Cody got my
Just do me one favor.
What up?
When you come out west, man, just leave that cold ass weather behind you. We don't even need a little bit of it. Snow or nothing, man.
But really, all the bad weather come from west to east. It's got to start on the west. It just don't start in California.
I don't know, man. It was 76 degrees today, and my cousin called me. She said she's getting 6 inches of snow right now in St. Louis. So I don't know. we'll get that stuff. The only time I've ever seen snow is what they show me on the pictures.
Right. No, I'm just saying all the storms come out the west. They may not start in California, but they start on the Pacific somewhere. No, or the Gulf. they go from west to east. So. I can't figure out that configuration, but like I said, man, if there's anything we can do, you know what I'm saying, to help you guys with Terminal Island, you know what I'm saying, you know, we're willing to do it. Anything that comes to your mind, man, feel free. You know, you can put me in the private room. I can give you my cell phone number, you know, and we could just talk, man. You know, I know a lot of guys, a lot of heavy hitters back east, man. You know, I got a car that I'm putting together myself. And, you know, I run with a crew of guys, man. And, you know, we just want to see y'all experience the same thing that we experience on a week-in and week-out basis without having to travel so far. You know, with gas prices the way they are, you know, that costs, you know, you guys an arm and a leg to travel that far with a car. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for you guys to
be
able to do it right in y'all back door, you know, we really would like to see that happen, especially me, because I'm involved with, you know, we're coming to the West Coast, and when I'm not working or delivering a load, you know, I've been to Irwindale before. You know, I know a couple of guys from Southern California. Like I said, I know some guys from up north. So, you know, I really want to see the grudge race really evolve to a magnitude of which, you know, like we're doing the back east, man, because, you know, it's so much funner for the guys to be able to come to the track on a Saturday afternoon, 9 to 10 o'clock, and be able to stay there all day, whether it's a one-day race or a two-day race or a three-day race, man. I don't even really think the street races in L.A. understand, man, how the adrenaline pump, you know, when it comes down to grudge racing the way we do it. You know, we getting ready. It's a 24/7 thing. You know, you always got to be doing something because races be coming up so fast. And then, you know, not even to talk about just the grudge racing, the, you know, the shootout part of it. You know, where they have shootout classes, 28s, 29s, you know what I'm saying, 275, 315s. So it's just a multitude of racing for everybody, man, you know. And really, if you guys could get everybody involved with it, you know, a lot of the hardcore guys, you know, they probably like, man, I don't want to get involved with the politics, this, that, and the other. But it'll be well worth it, man, if y'all can get everybody on board. Because that track is really going to open up a lot of eyes, and you guys will be able to have a lot of fun out there, man.
Yeah. Well, listen, when you come out this way, man, if you get a hold of Chad, you guys have Chad call me, man. We'll meet for lunch or whatever, man, because he's not that far from me.
For sure, yeah. I've been to Chad's shop. Been over there with some big-ass guard dogs he got.
Yeah, the tribe over there, man.
I had to get permission to come in the yard when I went over there.
I was going to tell you, man, if you can sneak something out of there, man, you're good, because them dogs will sniff you out.
Oh, I know.
They'll find something.
I know. I already know, bro. I already know. So, you know, I'm just going to sit back. I'm just going to sit back, and, you know, I don't want to hog the mic. I'm just sitting back listening to what you guys got going on, you know, talking about the Terminal Island stuff. So, you know, I'm here. You know, if y'all, you know, want to ask me any questions about back east, you know, I'm good, but I'm really just calling in to support y'all's show because I'm aware of what's going on out there. A lot of people over here are not aware of what y'all are going through as far as trying to get a track because it's so far away. But I keep up with you guys through Active because I really like, you know, the street racing scene. You know, unfortunately, you know, we really don't – a lot of guys still do it back east. But, you know, cars is really getting too fast to put them on the street. So a lot of the guys that I socialize with, we really don't mess around on the street, you know. And you know, like I said, man, if there's anything we could do to help you guys, man, anything, you know, signature or whatever, man, you know, just let us know.
All right, man. Well, sit tight, man. Stay with us. I'm going to open up another mic right now.
For sure.
310-5750. Your mic's open. Who's this?
He's gone, Teal.
Who's this?
This is Jeff Cagle. What's going on, Teal?
What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, shit. Cagle.
Fuck you guys very much.
What's going on, man?
Donko told me to call in the other day, and I couldn't. I didn't have a free chance, and now I'm calling in, and I hear you guys talking about Terminal Island and stuff and how important it is for us out here, you know. Can't be out on the streets anymore like we used to be because our shit's just getting too fast, you know.
It is. And so, you know what, man? It's starting to get the streets seem like they're getting a little shorter nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. Not enough room to shut down going that fast, especially fast guys like, you know, Shirtless Chad there. You know, we got the real fast stuff.
Hey, Jeff, so, let me ask you a quick question, man.
Sure.
Because you know the AV boys, right?
Yeah, I know the AV boys.
Okay,
I don't hang out with them or anything.
They called in last week. We were talking about some stuff, and I'm glad you're on the show right now because I want to ask you, how come you guys weren't asked to bring the Camaro out?
All right, you know what? Real shit. They didn't. They said first off, okay. You know, I don't want to knock anything on the AV boys. They got a fast Mustang, that blue car. You know, that motherfucker rides. We all know that. But real shit, that Mustang had no business repping Cali. Just like that truck had no business repping Cali. You know, if I was them and I had my TV show, I'd call up the slow guys too because I don't want to lose on my own shit. I know how it feels to lose on international television. Come on, you know. It sucks.
Well, yeah, so do I, man. 18
and
grand,
if,
I love.
And if I could cherry pick, I would cherry pick too. You know what I mean? But we're all about street racing and weed pick. I mean, you know, you don't bow down. Their car's no joke. Obviously, you saw them stick dick in me, you know? So, I mean, their shit rides. And, you know, it's not always the faster car that wins. But, I mean, when you're going up against a big tire car that makes that much power, I don't give a shit if he's spinning. He's still spinning a 5 second, you know, 5/48 mile. Come on. That truck, you saw what happened to that truck against that Camaro. That Camaro ripped that truck up playing on the gas, all right? So,
yeah.
I mean, that just clearly shows that every car that raced, those guys from Oklahoma had no business being on that show other than it was good for the TV show, good for the Street Outlaws. And you know what? Let them make their buck. That's all good and fine and dandy. But real shit, that wasn't repping Cali's real fast cars. There's a lot faster cars than that. In my opinion, I think if Chad would have got a chance to run, he would have done damage.
You know, the thing, Jeff, that my question was when the AV boys called in was, because I asked them, I said, you know, were those the five fastest cars? See, now, because I didn't know much about Izzy's truck, and I didn't know much about the AV boys, but honest to God, I thought Bodie would win, I thought Donnie would win, and I thought Gypsy Mike would win. I thought we had at least three out of those five races covered.
All right,
I really believe we did.
Okay, you know, I talk a lot of madness, but I'm gonna keep it real and I'm gonna speak from like the real shit. Michael is a flip of the coin with that car on the street. You know as well as I do. He's got a big motor, makes a lot of power, and it's a flip of the coin. We've seen him win, we've seen him lose. You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah.
Donnie has a street race that car in what, 15 years? You know what I mean? You can't just knock the dust off and jump in, you know, because you're racing faster cars. Now, if he was racing some slower cars, yeah, it's a different story, all right? And now, Brody brought a car that was straight out, a track car to the street. It's a flip of the coin on a car like making that much power, man. Come on. I think that if Kelly, Crazy Kelly was there, that 57 he's got, it would have done damage. Obviously, we've seen him race. You guys see the videos on YouTube. You saw how he takes
yeah.
race the Nova,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
That would have done damage. Even that Z, but the Z wouldn't done it in the eighth mile, though. And me personally, you're coming to California. I told them that I would race them off camera at 8 miles. I figured, you know what, it's the only way they're going to do it anyways, because that's the way their cars are geared. But really, you're coming here and you're setting the rules, and then you guys go out in the middle of fucking nowhere where it's 35 degrees. How hard do you think those tires were on those cars at 35-degree weather, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was just a and you know what? I called it before everybody even went and do it, and I don't want to be a dick about it, but I knew that it was going to pretty much end up like that, you know? So, I mean, first off, the AD Boys car, that's like a mid to high 9 second car. I mean, come on, you're racing against a car that's capable of doing a low 8, high 7 all day? That's no competition. Izzy's truck, same thing. I thought Izzy built that little lug, their S10, whatever, to go out there in a big tire thing to race them, and he didn't even show up with it, you know? So that was kind of ridiculous. But I mean,
I just my thing on it was this. I forgot what the guy's name was from the AV Boys that called in, but his thing was they had to be street raced cars.
Yeah,
and that he said that's what. But when I talked to Dave out in Vegas, Dave told me this: bring your fastest street cars. Just because they race their cars on the street, those are not street cars. But they race them on the street, so they call them street cars. Well,
you know, the way I look at it, and I'm going to stop for a second, Tio. They say fastest street race cars. You know what? I agree with that. They race on the street. It don't matter if it's a car that was built for the street. It don't matter what it was done. If you're racing on the street, it's a street race car, period.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like those fools in Chicago brought out a Pro Mod car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they handed them their asses. From what I heard, you know, I had a whole bunch of people call me from there and said that, you know, they went out there, sprayed the whole lane, and showed them what's up. So
yeah, they
Chicago fucked them up.
Yeah. And you know what? And you know what? Look at that. You know what? However you get your hustle on, get it on. That's street racing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And come on, man. How many times we go out there? You know, we all know that Z was an 8 second car. I mean, we ran low nines on that street tire, and you know that shit didn't work. You know. But, I mean, that's what we used to do. You need to go out there and you hustle slower cars, faster cars, whatever. Just make your money, have fun. That's what it was about. You know what I mean? So the way I look at it is they didn't pull nothing on those guys. They actually did their thing, and they raced them at their game and won, you know?
I don't blame the guys from Oklahoma at all. I mean, they said to get your fastest cars, and that's what we came with. I mean, they don't know any better. And,
nope.
And these guys are saying they wanted to race cars that were on YouTube. But, so they can do their fucking homework. Fuck them.
That's cool, yeah. I mean, that's no simple enough to figure it out. But my question is, and it's like, you know, the Nitro Solo said the same thing from Generation Solo. He's like, who the fuck picked these cars from out here? Who went to them and said, hey, this car, whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, really.
Right.
I mean, and really, if you're doing a call out like that, you know what, dude, check it out. If you fucking come what may, and, you know, may the faster car win. Run what you brought and hope to God you brought enough.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, there was a few cars that I was surprised that weren't out there that and like I said, I'm not talking bad about you know, Izzy or the AV Boys, but I just thought there were cars out there that were faster. You know, I was surprised that you guys weren't out there with the Camaro.
I talked to Sean and I told Sean, I said, hey, look, if you guys can do something, we can do something, right? You know, I told him, if you're going to be out here, your cars are going to be here, you guys really want to be, you know, street race, we can street race off camera, we'll do our thing, you know what I mean? And then he had messaged back saying, what part of I can't get the car, do you not understand that we don't have no trucks and trailers? Well, I told him, I'll rent them trucks and trailers. You know, fuck that shit. We don't, you know, that's just the excuse, right? But then he said the production company has control of the cars. I said, all right, whatever, dude. I'm going away for the weekend. Then those guys show up over there on 135th, pounding their chest. LAPD shows up. When's the last time you seen LAPD come to fucking 135th in Maine?
LAPD is never. They are never.
Come on, man.
At 135th.
They were just showboating for their show, dude. They were showboating for their show. Is all they're doing.
I bought
I bought some time. I went out there and I talked to LAPD. I said, look, we're doing a promotion with the show, California versus Oklahoma. We just need a couple shots with the cameras. That's it. They go, how much time do you need? I said, 10 to 15 minutes. They said, okay, we're going down the street. If you guys are still here after with no permit, we're going to bring all 77 division. I said, no problem. Turned around. I told everybody, let's get it on. They gave us 15 minutes. No, they kept fucking around, running their mouth, and doing all that bullshit. They did it. They set it up, you know. I mean, even we had Big Bill. We had Big Bill Brogy out there, you know, runs that 32 Chevy Roadster.
Yeah. I know.
How come they didn't call Big Bill out? How come Big Bill wasn't called to go race? Big Bill would have drugged their asses,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
But nobody called Big Bill. Nobody called Big Bill. Big Bill was waiting. He was right there waiting. Where are these guys at? I'm ready.
As much shit as I talked to them, as much high-power shit that I threw down on them, if they really wanted to race, they would have told me, yeah, be on 135th and we'll do it tonight with no cameras and fucking, I mean, you know, you got your little YouTube video that you can put up for themselves and make them feel better about their loss, because I would have stuck dick in them. That's money right there. That Camaro would have handed them their
ass. Man. Like I said.
Just like that truck got its ass handed to it. Every other car that was on that show will get its ass handed to it, just like Izzy's truck did.
Well, Big Bill is still ready and willing. I talked to him about a week ago, and he's got one of the fastest fucking cars around. Street-driven car. Yeah, he'll bring it out. If he needs to bring it out, he'll bring it out. But was he called out? No, he was not called out. You know, they said YouTube cars. Okay, his car's on YouTube also. It's not too active on the street, but he will dust that motherfucker off and bring it out if he needs to. You know, that is one of the fastest cars here in L.A. Has he raced anybody on the street lately? No, he hasn't been that active. There's been, you know, some kind of setbacks with him. But, you know, I just talked to him. Like I said, I just talked to him, and he'll be willing to drag anybody's ass. He don't care. Big Bill's been around for a long time, everybody.
You know
a lot
what?
Of people,
it's just like everything else. The faster the car, the less races you're going to get. It's because everybody's scared of the car. That's what it comes down to. And you know what, dude? That's the problem too. Nobody has any balls anymore to just go out and gamble. Come on, man. You know what I mean? If money's too much, just be real about it and say, look, this is what I can do it for. You know, and fuck all that big banking bullshit. You know, just do it. You know what I mean? But those guys from that show, they wanted easy wins, dude. I mean, look what they picked. I mean, come on. It was clear. Everybody got their ass handed to them big time. The only thing that was even close was that truck, and look how bad that truck lost to the Camaro. That showed you alone right there that truck had no business being there.
Wow.
So
you know, do you have Sean's number still or no?
You know what? I can't. Yeah, I'm not gonna give out dude's info and stuff like that.
No. I wasn't gonna tell you to give it to me. I was gonna tell you to call him and get him on the show.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Hey, those dudes called me with Cholo. Cholo fucking blindsided me with a call by those guys. And I'm 3 hours away. They started talking high power shit. And you know what? I would love to reciprocate, but I ain't going to do that to the dude. You know what I mean?
If somebody
out there knows them and they want to do that, whatever. Have them call in the show.
Well, you know,
but dude, real shit.
I'll tell you.
Hey, you know what?
So did they switch two different buckets, you said?
Kev, your mic's open, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Kev, your mic's open. Hey, Jeff, you know, we were calling Asian from the show every week for a while, like about 3 weeks before they came out, but he would never pick up his phone.
Huh. See, you know what's
Asian.
Funny? I've never even seen their show, dude. I fell asleep to it, like, the other night, fucking, like, for a couple minutes. But, you know, it's all good. They're bringing light to street racing and racing again because, you know, in my opinion, you know, the big NHRA has failed at, like, taking care of the sportsmen, you know, and we have the result of grudge racing and there's no tracks around where we're at. So our grudges come down, you know, down the Compton Raceway, you know. We go down there at 135th of Main and handle that shit. So,
right.
But,
that's the one thing that, you know, is that, they got to see. I would have loved to see because Bodie pulled his car out of the trailer and everything to race. I think he was going to race the truck.
That truck's a monster, dude.
Oh, yeah, I saw it run in Vegas.
But you know what, dude? Hey, on the track. We know things do certain, you know, go fast on the track, but put it on the street. We only got 60 feet of rubber. Good fucking luck. Best man pedaling. You got to be able to drive that thing. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to. Faster car don't always win. You saw the Fat Brothers beat me.
Yeah.
So.
And you know it's but I just think that our gun wasn't fully loaded when we went out there. That's all. And nothing against anybody out there.
No, you know what? They never. I don't know who they were communicating with out here to begin with. I mean, were they talking to the guys in Lancaster? Were they talking to Animal? I mean,
yeah.
Who did
they were
communicating?
They were talking. They were talking to the AV boys. That's why I was all up there. I heard. That's what I heard. I heard they were the go between. They were the ones that were talking back and forth, and that's why the race was up there.
And not to sound like a dick, but who are they? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, they've been around for what? A couple months? I mean, I got socks older than them, dude. Come on.
I've never heard of them. That's what I told them. I said, I never really heard of you guys. I mean, I told them, don't think that as a knock or nothing.
I mean,
they
beat a Porsche? Come on, dude. I pray for races like that. How come those kind of races don't ever come to us? Yeah. I bet dreams only of that kind of shit making easy money like that. Come on, man. I don't need to do a big wheelie either. Fuck, I'll let off in second gear, I promise.
No, I really thought that you guys would have been in on that one, though. I really did.
Not a word, nothing was said to us, not even a call, not a peep, not a fucking iota. Was not one thing. And you know what, honestly, if they should have hit up you, they should have hit up people that are really involved with everybody out here, that know everybody, know the players. Because, I mean, you know as well as I do, there's 20 cars at the top of my head that would have dusted the dirt off just to come out to race them, that actually street race, that don't street race anymore because nobody wants to race them because they're too fast.
Right.
You know
this
I mean?
Would have been up their alley because now they got somebody to race.
Real competition. And you know what? And that, just like the Camaro, you know what? Alan's Camaro was built specifically knowing
right.
those guys were coming out here. And that's the reason why that car was put together. So, I mean, not only does this match is he's, you know, driving wheel and showing that his cars are slow, but that too, you know? So,
yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, I don't know who they talk to, but it's good for them because they won and they made them look good on their TV show, and I mean, they got to make their money and sell their T-shirts, you know?
Right.
So, I'm not mad at them. But I tell you right now, I think, you know, when the weather gets better next year, you know, if all else fails, then we all need to take a trip and show them really who runs these streets, you know, and if they want to come out here and really do real street racing, not with a fucking bunch of lights, not with 35 fucking degree weather, all right, real shit, you know, and it's whatever you want to do, and the only rule to count is, you know, you chase me, you race me, first one across the stripe gets paid. That's the way it works. That's street racing, you know?
Yeah, they got their little rules, and they have their driver meeting before you go street race. Who the fuck does that shit, man?
Who catches
drivers?
Street race car. Shit, our race car barely passes tech at the track, dude. Come on. You know?
I think that more is for insurance purposes because of the show.
Oh, totally.
But
totally.
You know,
it's all for production companies to cover their ass.
Yeah,
yeah, they had
some
retired stunt driver fucking second cars that didn't know he was looking at.
We didn't need to be on TV. We could have handled these guys the way they. I think they would have came down and raced on our streets the way we do things. I think it's a different outcome. I still think three of the five cars that we had were good. I think that I think we had two faster cars than the other two that ran. That's all. I'm just thinking that we had faster cars.
Hey, no problem. But you know what? I mean, not only the humiliate themselves. I mean, losing that bad sucks. You know what I mean? But I mean, come on, dude. You got a like a mid to high 9 second car going against a car that runs what? I mean, come on. What does that Nova put down? Do you think? What does the Mustang make? You know that dude Chuck's Mustang's pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So, I would have loved to see Chad. I would have loved to see Chad race that car.
You know what? Hey, that would have been a good race. I think Chad, honestly, in my opinion, Chad would have put on a better race than the rest of those guys that were there. I would have bet on Chad, no question about it. His little freak out, I would have put, Leprechaun would have made his money that night.
Well, listen to this. But when they were on the show, when they were on the show last week, Jeff, I asked him. I said, "Is Chad faster than you?" He said, "Chad don't run a race us." And all of a sudden, a few minutes after that, Chad, all of a sudden, I hear Chad on the line. Chad called him out right on the fucking phone.
See, that's the thing. Check it out. They don't want to really race a fast car. Okay, there's this dude Chris inside of Florida has got a little Vega blown. It's on alcohol. It's fast, dude. It's faster than shit. And he called him out too, and he told him he'd meet him halfway. They don't want anything against a really fast car that's going to be a real street race car that works on the street every time. You know what I mean? That they don't want to take that on. They love the race like they do those dudes from Texas with a pro mod car. Come on, that's dream race for us. I mean. John Force, I'll try his ass. You know what I mean? That shit ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Come on, man. How many times have we seen cars come out that I don't give a shit how much horse down on the street. That's it. 2,000 horsepower in my ass. You ain't using all that. I don't care. We'll try with what we make. You know what I mean? Fuck it, we'll gamble. You know, you can only put so much down, only go so fast, you know? So but that all comes down to.
Yeah, and you know the thing that I always wanted to see was that how they got paired up. I mean,
oh yeah, you know what, dude? The thing, I mean, you know, real shit. You can ask Pace Car Rob, you can ask Pooh and all those guys. They hit us up for that show to begin with. They told us it was going to be scripted, and nobody else wanted to do it. I mean, I was thinking greedy. I was like, I was probably the only one that really wanted to do it because I'm thinking free parts, dude. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But nobody else wanted to do it, and then the next thing we know, those guys are talking shit to us over the little thing we did for the documentary, and then they had a show. So, I mean, you know what? Good for them. I mean, you know, now you got a pro top line motor inside your Nova with a F4, you know, prototype pro charger. Good deal. But you can only use so much of that. If you're on the street, I'll gamble. Fucking A, I'll gamble any day. Especially that Camaro right up next to it, no problem at all. My money's on that Camaro every single time.
That's a bad fucking car, dude. You know, that's why I said it. I was surprised that you guys weren't there, you know. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, God, where was Jeff at? Where was, you know, Bow Down wasn't even involved in this.
Bow Down probably would have went on their show. I wouldn't doubt if Bow Down would have went on their show. But I didn't want to be on their show to begin with, and I made that clear. I really wanted to street race them. Because, you know what, man, I know how TV works. They can make you look stupid even when you're looking good. You know what I mean? So
right.
It, you know, you see how editing works. Come on, man. You know, you've been around me, Martin, and everybody. You know, now they make you look incompetent. You know the deal.
Yep.
Catch you when the nitrous bottle blows up in your fucking hand because Martin overfilled it and you stuck in the shower too long. I mean, shit happens, right? Fucking show looks like a booby trap wire on the fucking goddamn dyno line. Fucking, you know, shorts out the whole dyno jet. God damn it, man. That was a bad day, dude. That was $8,500.
Oh.
Yeah, shorting out the box. So,
man.
But, I mean, you know what? We had a whole bunch of other positives. I mean, dude, there was like four of the races they didn't even put on there, dude. You know? They were out there when we chopped the wig off on that 240 with the LSX and that Cunningham Motorsports built for Tiana and them. I gave them four in the middle.
Right.
So they had all that stuff. They didn't put none of that on there. They just incorporated what they wanted, you know. So, but that was the point.
That,
I didn't want to be on their show because they can edit whatever they want. They have the right to do it however they want with that, you know. So
right.
Camera angles, everything. They can make it look like what they want, you know. But as far as California goes, and LA in particular, grudge racing would be the thing. And there's a lot of cars that are parked that don't even come out because there's just nowhere for them to go, and they don't deal. Irwindale, I mean, come on, dude. That bump at the end, you got a fast car, dude, and you're going airborne. Man, come on. That scares the shit out of you. You know what I mean?
I don't even go there no more, Jeff. No reason for me to go there.
Yeah, man, if you don't have a car, I mean, if your car is dipping below in the high fives or lower and mid fives, you're good scary ride at the end there. That's a scary ride. Especially when you got to dip in behind somebody. Come on, man. You know? We need the track at Terminal Island again, and that's really, I mean, That'll control a lot of stuff, a lot of problems on the street. I mean, and it doesn't just take care of the street racing issues, too. There's a lot of sociological issues that get taken care of, you know? So,
But you see, the big picture, Jeff. You know the big picture. You know what I mean? It's a lot bigger than that. You know what I mean? You're saying it right here. It's a lot bigger than just opening up that raceway. We can, you know, put money back into the community, man. I mean, these fucking politicians, the kids ain't going to listen to the politicians, but we get them out there and show them our cars and stuff like that. We'll get their attention with that stuff. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to turn everybody into drag racers. You know, turn their hands into mechanics, and maybe next thing they'll be working in places like you work, you know, working with avionics and shit like that, working at places where I work, you know, working on heavy suspensions and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's what it's about, you know. We gain their interest.
And
I mean, even with the lowrider car, you get a lowrider car out there, and the kid becomes interested in hydraulics, and next thing you know it, they're working on, you know, airports and airplanes doing landing gear and stuff like that, too. That's big shit right there, you know what I mean? It's just hooking them in the mouth, using the funds to put them in the proper places, and helping the community at the same time. And these politicians, man, they need to wake up, man. They need to hear us. You know, it's our time. We gotta keep moving forward. So it's a lot bigger. You know, it's a lot bigger, like you said, man. And they need to understand that. You know what I mean? Shit, there's fucking car washes every damn weekend right here in the harbor area for somebody that got shot. Some kid got shot or something like that. Every damn weekend, it's sickening, bro. You go from different
counties. Everybody sees Active Hood Rich in his page. I mean, and nothing but cop scenarios there. Nothing but shooting.
No.
You know. So, and I mean, people getting blasted on in memorials and stuff. I mean, you know, it's really, and Big Willie had the idea. I mean, honestly, when you bring everybody together, you're on common ground. It's a no-fly zone. Everybody realizes that, and you know,
yep.
And they take it out with the cars. I mean, and
yep.
Honestly, it's like you said, it's big picture, because you think about the dollars to the community. I mean, you know, us being over in Long Beach, too, I mean, it'll benefit my business as well. You know what I mean? Everybody,
all the restaurants. I mean, you get people to come to the racetrack, hey, bring us a receipt from a local restaurant, we'll give you a discount getting in. Okay,
exactly.
Bring us a receipt from anything, a gas station that you went to in Wilmington or Carson or somewhere in Long Beach, you know, and we'll
yep.
give you a discount when we get in. And they're talking about stimulate the economy and all this shit. Okay, we're going to use those same angles. We're going to try and play their game, too. And right now, playing their game isn't too great. So, like I said, I don't know if you heard me telling Tail earlier, but this Wednesday, Fox is going to air some stuff about us. It's going to be probably more than a three-part series on what's going on. And they're out there just, you know, showing everything what's going down. I took them out to the Honda races last night and last weekend and stuff like that. And, you know, there's some of the guys in the Honda crowd that thinking that, you know, we're out there trying to throw a rat or snitch on anybody. You know what? And like I was telling Tail, if any of these Honda guys got a problem with me being out there or something like that, they need to come and talk to me. If we need to take it any further, I'll bring my 4,000-pound fucking beast out on the street, and I'll drag one of those fucking Hondas up and down however many times they want to go. You know what I mean? That 4,000-pound pre-war era, the fucking fastest 41 Chevrolet, I'm going to say, in Los Angeles right now. I mean, that thing's a fucking beast. If someone wants to question me and if I'm ratting people out, we're going to do it Big Willie style. We're going to sell it with the cars, and that's what's going to happen. I'm going to bring a fucking 60s-era tunnel ram out to play, and that's how it's going to go down. You know, I mean, I just don't understand some of these people sometimes, man. It's a way bigger picture, and they don't want to look past the front end of their little cars. You know what I mean? The horizon is really big out there, man. I mean, guys like you, I don't have to explain that shit to older guys that know the whole premise behind everything. You don't have to explain that. It's this younger crowd, these fools that are busting those donuts while two cars are making a pass as a fuel truck comes the opposite way.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's fucking crazy. I mean, we're out there last night again, all over the spots. Man, they're so unorganized, man, and we need to help them. If they want our help, we're going to extend the hand, you know, on the olive branch and say, hey, you know what, we're doing this for you. You know, we're doing it for everybody, for us. You know what I mean? And guys got to understand
that's the real dangerous thing, you know. And I've been around this stuff since, like late 70s. My brother started taking me out. And I've seen cars flip over. I've seen people come out of them. You know, and it's all stupid shit. Car pulls out. We all remember Spoke. I mean, Tail, you, Donko, you guys all remember him. He's had that.
Oh,
bug.
Yeah. Volkswagen, the Volkswagen.
Yep, that fast-ass bug. He had the fastest bug, bar none. I mean, to this day, I've never seen a bug faster than that one. Seriously.
Yeah, there's a lot of them around, but like you said, they're too quick. They ain't coming out on the street, you know what I mean? Man,
yeah,
cars
that bug's still around, by the way. It got sold a few years back. It just got painted up. But that'll
be Wait, hold on 1 second. I'll tell you somebody right now. We got somebody on the line that actually I think he may have had that car in his garage at one point. Rob, you there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, was it Spokes' car that was at your house, or was it Vince's car?
No, Vince's car.
Oh, yeah. Was Vince's car?
Yeah, we had two cars. We had a turbo car and a carburetor car.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you one thing. When this thing comes out on the news, and if I hear the councilman or anybody, the mayor, and say, well, you know, we really don't have a street racing problem in the harbor area, I'm serious. I think that we should go down to Harbor Boulevard and light up Harbor International Raceway and wake everybody down. And I swear to God, I'll be the first one to pull the vig out on that street just so they have a problem.
Well, and like Jeff was saying, some cars work on the street and some cars don't. Unfortunately, my little sister does work on the street. So, you know, I'm right a couple blocks away from Harbor Boulevard right there. You know, it's like, shit, all I got to do is turn the switch on my car and bring it out right now. You know what I mean? They're going to hear us. I'm not going to let this shit just go away. I know I got support from all you guys out there, man. Even to hear the gentleman calling from the East Coast and say, what can we do to help you? I mean, that's big shit right there, man. You know,
that's
they
right.
want us to experience, you know, experience what they're experiencing. They got tracks on tracks on top of tracks out there, you know. All we want is one, you know.
Yeah.
One down here
exactly.
in this area, just one.
You know, that's the thing. I don't think they realize the impact it'll have on, you know, sociologically as far as everybody. I mean, it cools down the whole, for every problem you got pretty much, I mean, it's already statistically proven. You know, when Sherman Island was open, look at the gang-related shootings and all that. It was down, dude. You know, and
yeah.
it's just everything. Because everybody's at the track building the car. Oh, come on, man. You know, everybody knows what's fun, you know? And they respect the no-fly zone.
That's 70 to 75% is what they said last time. That's what Paul Norwood, one of the original members of the Brotherhood of Street Racers, he was on that 1320 video that they came out with. And, yeah, man, the video was the last time that they were at LACR up there, and Big Willie was in the tower up there, and they were interviewing him and all that stuff. But, yeah, 70, 75%. I mean, we know we ain't going to stop it. We ain't saying this is going to stop everything, you know, that this is going to, you know.
It'll slow it down a lot.
It's all good. I mean, that's the point of it. There's nothing but good that will come out of it regardless. Financially,
yep.
to the community, and to support the local businesses, just like
that's
you said.
It.
I mean, show up with a receipt from a local restaurant, get in cheap, get discount on racing all day, you know?
Get it,
I mean, come on.
Get, you know?
I miss racing for hot dogs, dude.
The shit. Hot dogs was the shit back in the days. I mean, I had my little Al Camino. I thought I was all bad with my little B&M shift kit out there on Terminal Island, my 81 Al Camino. Yeah. I couldn't wait to go down. I spent a whole $25 on a B&M shift kit and put it in that week, and I went down there, and I had fun for $10. You know what I mean? Where do you get that shit at, you know? You don't get it.
No, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I mean, that would be, you know, and then when you got lucky and you found a sucker you could beat with your car, you know, you fucking did it, you know? So
hey,
you hit your little $40, $50.
I had the fastest 14-second Al Camino in San Pedro.
I think I beat you with my blue powdered bug, dude, with Porsche alloys on it.
Jeff, you just made a Volkswagen with Porsche alloys. There's probably about 1,000 cars to choose from with those Porsche alloys.
It was primer blue, but it looked like house paint that faded with a one piece front end. It was the ugliest fucking shirt you ever saw in your life. But it just had a 2180 in it. It didn't weigh shit.
Fuck, I'm going to have to look through the pictures. I have a lot of the pictures from the 90s. I got them from the photo man, Eddie Meeks. And when he moved out of his pad down in Santa Ana, I got a lot of the pictures from him. So I got boxes and boxes of TI in the 90s when it was going down. And I got to go through them and look at them. And I'll let you know if I find them, but I found a lot of stuff, man. I found a lot of stuff with Bronco and Robert Juarez and Robert Sherwood, Ed Conrad, school teacher, you know, all the, I mean, Tim's old love truck, the little that little purple thing. I mean, I got pictures of that curling the fucking tires right now, you know, right at the line. I mean, I was telling Tim the other night, I said, hey, man, I got a bunch of pictures of that truck. That truck's been around fucking cutting people's heads off for a long time, went through a bunch of hands, you know?
I remember there was the red one, and then there was the purple one.
Yeah, the red one was the shit. That was the one, I think that one said Hot Rod Performance on the door, I believe. But,
the red one had it ran alcohol or nitromethane. It was injected. It was just stupid fast. I mean, stupid fast.
That fucking truck, I fell in love with that truck, and I do possess one of those trucks now, and it's in the works. It ain't nothing too crazy yet, but, you know, it's something that I always like to do, and shit, I was working on it today. I had my friend Dave Diviak down here at my garage today, and he was over here. We're setting up the seats and shit like that, and, I mean, that shit stays with you. When you see something like drives you to do things, and that's the point that we're trying to get across to the younger crowd. You know what I mean? We get them enthusiastic about building some shit with your own hands, you know, putting some shit together with your own hands and your mind and getting out there, and it's a lot bigger, man. We could just keep having this conversation all night, man. It's a trip. You know what? I think these politicians are probably afraid that a bunch of regular Joes like us can put a program together and be more successful than them, and that's what I think. And this is just my mind. I think that they're afraid of that, of a bunch of nobodies, I mean myself, putting together something like this for these young guys to come out and doing something good for the community. Maybe they're afraid of that. Maybe they want to be the ones to take all the credit for turning the city around. You know what? It's the people that control the city, not them, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's just my opinion on it. That's my little opinion. They want to be the ones that want to be successful. Hey, we started this culinary arts school over here, and now we're, you know, we got these kids cooking. That's fine, and that's good. But you know what? A lot of us ain't going to be going to college, you know? So, shit. I mean, a lot of kids...
Fruit for the community over at, like, Del Air Park. I went to a ceremony there last year, and in, like, middle of the year. And they dedicated a memorial for my nephew at the park, too, because it was the neighborhood he grew up in. But they had a ceremony for fruit for the community, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, you guys spend how much money doing what? Who gives? You can't eat that stuff. You know, like, people pee in the park, man? You know, dogs? I mean, come on. What the hell kind of money is wasted for that? I mean, come on. You're not gaining anything sociologically out of that. I mean, honestly, you know, let's do some real programs. Let's do something that actually works, that's proven to work.
Yeah, it's worked a number of times, you know, and that's why I'm saying that's the point that I'm trying to get at. I think that these politicians and these higher up people, they're afraid that somebody like us, regular dudes, can have something that's going to be more successful than something they've ever done. You know what I mean? What we're doing is not reinventing the wheel. You know, we're doing exactly what fucking Willie and everybody did years ago. What's it going to be like? 15 years since there was no track here in L.A. and the harbor. It's been like 15 since T.I. was down. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, fuck it. I mean, I'm going at it, man. And we're all going together, and it's going to be for everybody. And on Wednesday when this shit comes out, we're going to see which way it goes. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that I'm able to come on this show and speak my mind and talk like who I am. I mean, because when I'm in front of these politicians, believe me, I want to go off on these guys, man. I want to tell them, you know, shake their heads, wake up, man, wake up. But you know what? You can't do those things. Oh, he's threatening me and violence and this and that. I mean, shit, my life has changed dramatically in the last 6 years. I am not the person that I used to be, and it should be something that these people should be grateful for. You know what I mean? But fuck, man, it's not. I'm not saying that you can't wake that person up again. I just know how to maintain these days, and the fight is to bring the legal raceway back to Terminal Island, bring the street racers back down there, bring everybody back down, bring the family back together again. You know, everybody's going to be down there. Everybody. You guys know it. Shit, I ain't got to tell you guys. We're going to have so much fucking fun down there.
Oh, you know? Exactly. And you know what? And I think a lot of these kids need to realize, too, even the cruisers, you know, on Crenshaw and stuff, you know, man, you remember how it was. Everybody, it doesn't matter what group he ran with. It doesn't matter what kind of cars he was into. They were all there. Everybody was.
Sunday's about 3 o'clock. Here come the lowriders. You know you're going to see a good-ass hopping show in the parking lot. You're going to see some good hopping going down. You're going to see the best lowriders out of L.A. coming down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show cars quit showing up. And they used to come in by the hundreds of those, you know, those Impalas and all that shit. I mean, it's a good show. It's like being at a race already and then having a rolling fucking car show come in. And you got the bikes.
Exactly.
You got all the bikes from all over town and everything. I mean, shit, you see bikes, everything. That's some good shit down there. You don't get that at fucking Irwindale. You don't get a bunch of crazy ass old school stretched out fucking Kawasaki's and shit with no chain guards and shit on them. You know what I mean? You don't get motherfuckers wearing those half helmet fucking tennis shoes, making passes with tennis shoes on and shit like that. You don't see that shit. You know?
That's the thing. Yeah, you know what? It's a different environment too. And I mean, you know what? And let's be honest. It really is something that is good for everybody. It's good for emotionally for the community, financially, and that's what needs to be pushed. And I think the politicians can't see it because they're not on that level. You know what I mean? That's the major problem.
How do they know anything about top ramen with tapatio if they never ate that shit before? You know?
Right?
They don't know. You know? What the fuck do they know? But, hey, fuck it. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving forward. Like I said, Wednesday, pay attention to Fox. I believe it's going to start about 5 p.m. They've assigned Christina Gonzalez to cover this story, and from what they were telling me is that they're going to it's going to be a different, like, three-part series, and they're going to probably end up pulling us into the studio. I mean, Pooh went on camera. Jonathan was saying a couple words. Pace car Rob said his little spiel, and I mean, he's talking about being a father and how he don't want to be out here on the streets, but you know, this is what he does. This is his lifestyle, and this is just the lives that people choose to live. I mean, fuck, it all starts with 98 cents and a little fucking Hot Wheel. Next thing you know, you find your first performer intake. Woo, you went to the super shops and bought your little performer intake, you know what I mean? You're the shit. Next thing you know, it's Team G and all this other shit, you know, you're just gone. It's over after that, you know?
You're 100 grand in your car that don't run, you know? You're looking in your garage at a $100,000 car and need 30 grand more to finish it, and you're going, fuck! And you're like, I can't sell anything else. I got to pay rent. And you know, you talk about the legalities of, you know, Rob not wanting to be on the street. You know, I'm a father also, but I had to have a special interview to get my job fucking because of street racing, dude. Oh, no, I don't do that stuff. And then here 6 months later or a year later, they come out with a TV show showing me out on the street. And they're like, what's this? I said, oh, that's a bunch of old stuff. But I mean, legalities of it, you know, I got to classify clearance, man. I don't want to get caught. You know, and you know the cops came and paid us a special visit, you know, right after that show, and they were like, they thought we thumbed our nose in their face. I mean, you know, I didn't stick my finger on their face, you know. But, I mean, the problem is, you know, how many times they let us go, you know. It was like, oh, we're just going down the street, you know. And then they're like, oh, you guys are good, huh? You know, you guys are just stupid. But more to the point, they don't take no shit. I mean, they caught me out on the street. Everybody saw the video when the Z went to jail, you know?
Yeah.
So they took it for no registration. I mean, that guy came in gun blazing, going, I got you, Jeffrey Chagel, I got you. Drew down on Rob and Rob's lady with their kids, all right? He drew down on them and it made him, like, lay down on the ground. Like, freaked out cop telling them, like, there's 50 of them on me, you know? And fucking the cops get there and like, what? There's like a bunch of girls and two guys, you know. It's what the fuck. So
yeah.
But I mean, you know, and that's another reason too. I mean, it's gonna get to the point where, I mean, they just get pissed off, and you know how the cops take it out on us. You know how they do it.
Yeah.
Any reason. I mean, I've seen them take an MR2 out in front of the shop. The guy was just driving it up on the trailer when we had it. You know, my buddy's car, and they told him straight out, no registration in county. He goes, dude, I drove 15 feet. And the highway patrol told him, too bad. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's to the point where, I mean, something's got to break. They need to realize that there needs to be the track. There's a big community that they don't see that, you know, are out there. You know, there's a possible dollars that they can be making, you know, legally, legitimately, you know, tax dollars.
But you know what, though, Jeff? You know what, Jeff, like I said earlier in the show, that I think that the city might make more money in giving tickets and taking cars and putting people in jail than our track.
Let's keep it real. You want to keep it real? Check this out. They get budgets for those drag race enforcement.
Drag
racers, Yeah, exactly. They get cash for those guys to go out there, you know, because you remember, the sheriff pals up with the CHP in that area. That's their area, not LAPD, Don't believe TV show fucking shit, outlaws. Basically, they gang up together, and then they have the street racing detail that goes out. And it usually operates from, like, October to, like, February or March. That's what I usually see it. But now it's kind of like a random thing, you know what I mean? So,
fuck, they're out there every night. We were out there last night, and fucking they don't realize how they spook these young motherfuckers, these young kids. They spook them, and everybody starts running and twisting and turning, and fuckers are all over the streets. I mean, fuck, man. Tell you honestly, they're probably going to be responsible for these kids getting hurt because they spook them when they're out there. They flip the lights on, and everybody starts running. Shit, we were walking back to our cars last night, just strolling, you know, and the guys from Fox were with us, and the fucking cops were like, and they don't even talk to you right. They're all, get the fuck out of here. They're yelling at you like that, and then they wonder why nobody wants to have a relationship with them, you know?
Well, you know, the thing here is, you know, you get caught in a Honda car on the street, they're going to rouse you bad. You get caught in with a street race car like KO and while we drive, it's a whole other game. I've been full on in the burnout, dude, and had them tell me, get out of here. But when there's a big crowd, they got to do something. They can't just, they know it's getting videotaped. You know what I mean? So, and the Hondas, man, come on, they've done too many stupid shit for too many years. It's totally like you said, they're unorganized. They don't know how to keep themselves in control. They people sit there doing e-brake turns, and you know when they're racing. Come on, man, going into parked cars with
pylons. Jeff, remember the guy when we used to meet at McChevron, and the sheriff that would come in there. He never bothered any of us, but the minute he saw a Honda go by, he was hot on them.
Exactly. I mean, for good reason. I mean, they're the ones that get called out because they knocked down the telephone pole in their Honda. I mean, come on. You know, they do e-brake turns and wipe out. That's really that for them. That's what they don't like. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why we need TI so we can get these guys back. If you ask me, too, import car racing was born here in Southern California in TI. You know, that's just my opinion. But I think it was born here. A lot of the pictures I got from the 90s, you can tell, man, people were just starting out, and they're on a shoestring budget. And, I mean, yeah, we talk about these young guys, but, man, they need an outlet, man. They need to see what's going on. I mean, I don't see any of the big cars. I don't see, you know, everybody else doing stupid shit like they do sometimes. But you know what? Like I was telling Tao earlier, there's some guys that are out there that are saying shit. They're kind of mad at me because I brought the cameras out. And the ones that are saying stuff, I can't even call them out because they don't have a fucking car. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'll bring my old piece of shit car out there and I'll drag them around, but they don't have a car, so I'm gonna settle it Big Willie's way. If you got a problem with me, I'll drive my car to where you're at, and I'll run you with my 1960s era bullshit. You know what I mean? But there's one particular guy out there. He's like just saying a bunch of shit, and he don't even know the whole thing behind it, Jeff. He don't know the whole plan. He don't know what's going on. So by him being misinformed, he don't know what's happening. He don't know why we're doing this. You know, and the same dude is talking shit to people last night. Oh, your fucking car is slow. And I'm asking the other guys, what does he got? Does he have a car? And they're like, he don't even have a car. Well, why the fuck is he talking to people like that? I'm surprised somebody hasn't got out and hit him with a tire jack or something. You know what I mean? It's a trip. But I'm going to catch up with this dude, and I'll talk to him. But you know what? It's for them, too, man. It's for them.
It's everybody. It's not one particular clique. It's not one particular group. It's everybody.
Oh. Nope, it's everybody. Sideshows, hoppers, drag racers, everybody.
Exactly.
Bike, you know? I want to see fucking those bikes out there again. You go to Irwindale, how many bikes do you see? Fucking four? You know?
Five,
three bikes?
It's like a motocross track going down that East Mile on a bike.
If you got anything that's going faster than like 6.0, it's a wild ride. I mean, look at Damon Rivetti. You know, when he was on One and Done, he got airborne at the end, dude. That thing backfired. It bent the fucking Venturis on the carburetor. You know? Seriously.
Wow.
That was just wild. It blew the hood off the car. You know?
Wow.
When I took my car to the Antique Nationals there, a lot of them were paired up with the same style shit that I have, and it was a fucking jockey race at the end to get that fucking lane to move over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of those guys that were there, like when they were giving us before we ran, like nobody even questioned anything about who has the, you know, that the right lane has the choice or left lane has the choice, and I had to put my hand up. I mean, I'm not a fucking vet of that track. but I've raced it a couple times, and I'm like, you know what, make sure that these guys know that the fucking left lane gets the priority if it's a faster car that's in that lane. I mean, I don't want to see the fucking car jockeying over. Some of the cars that I ran against, they were at Moon Eyes, and I ran one race, and I couldn't race the rest of the day. I fucking leaked down the track, and I fucking, when that happened, I ended up meeting up with them guys again at the Antique Nationals, and we were all buddies and shit in the pit lanes and talking, and after the first round, I fucking, you know, pretty much beat every car that I wanted to race, and there was no more talking and chumming up after that, but I ended up getting eliminated. In the first round, I got eliminated because the car went too fucking fast. But, I mean, shit, I had fun, but that track, dude, it's fucking like, my car only runs fucking eights in that fucking 8 mile, you know what I mean? But anything that's faster, like you said, I mean, I've even seen that one, well, I think it's that dark blue Mustang with the turbo on that thing with the Mexican sticker on the board. That motherfucker, that fucking, every time that car would make a pass in that in-and-out lane, you'd see something scrape at the end all the time, man.
You know, it's crazy. You get airborne.
Fuck, man, but hey. It's better than nothing for now, but 2014 doesn't look promising for that. And another thing, too, people that don't own trailers, you know, that have to drive out there, the shoestring budget, it's going to be – it's too bad for them if they break. They're going to spend money that they don't have trying to get home rather than how – when TI was open, shit, I lived by the Burger King right here in San Pedro. I load up my ice chest, put my brothers in my El Camino, and we would drive over the bridge and go race all day, you know what I mean, and have fun.
Exactly. Well, we come up through Wilmington from Carson. That's how we roll. We just fucking
that's
roll
it.
Over Henry Ford.
Yep.
That's it. Well,
you know,
we're going to do you know, that shit's going to happen
and
again.
And also, you got to remember, you know, there's the property there at Irwindale. So, I mean, that's not going to be in the court here in a couple of years, you know?
No, it's sold. Walmart bought it, and they're going to make a distribution center, you know, Not that there's any other property around there that they can make a distribution center, because everything's fucking empty around there anyways, but they choose to take something away, you know, there in the San Gabriel Valley, you know, it's good for the area, and it's good for a bunch of people to go there and have the place, but, you know, just the way they set it up is dangerous, and everybody knows that, and fuck, man, we get fucking TI back. When we roll back into TI, it's going to fucking be big. We're going to make history like the street racers and Big Willie did, but we're going to make new history, not for just for us as street racers, but the entire city of Los Angeles and Southern California showing, hey, we have a problem. Here's our solution. This is what we're going to do right here. You know, this is it. So, shit, if that ain't fucking community right there, then what is? You know, if that ain't community coming together, then what is? You know?
Exactly.
And if they don't see a problem in the harbor area, or they don't see a problem with it, then you know what? Then we just have to create one. That's all.
Well, I'm ready.
We'll create a problem.
Mine's exactly. There. I mean, and like you said, some cars work, some cars don't on the street.
It's dollar motivated, though. It really, you know, everybody knows it's all dollar motivated. And I'm sure, you know, all those special budgets, they get extra money. Because remember, they're tying up special officers. Those guys get extra overtime. You know, I'm sure, you know, financially speaking, they probably make more money on that than they would if there was a track. You know, let's be honest. You know, but what they're not looking at is the tax dollars that are going back into the community. I mean, if the policing isn't needed, then why would we want to put the dollars into it? I mean, to me, that's a lost fund anyways. You know, that's wasted money. You know, that doesn't benefit the community one bit. The dollars that go into the community at the restaurants, the dollars that are spent in the mom-and-pop shops and all that stuff over there, you know, it's like you said, you know, that goes right back into the community. Those people live in the community. They're eating in the community. You know what I mean? And they're feeding the community.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to check out right now. I just got to my girl's house. I'm going to hang out with her, but it's good to hear from you, Jeff. Right when you called in, I was Converse on, so it wasn't perfect timing. Because every time I see you, got some fucking Converse on your feet. But I'm going to go in here and spend some time with my girl and her little boy, and I'm just checking out, and I'll talk to you guys later, and you guys have a good weekend, what's left of it.
Got it.
All right, Donald.
All right.
Take care, man.
Okay, I'll be talking to you guys. I'll talk to you later. All right, late.
All right. We'll see you, man.
Jeff.
All right, man. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. I just, you know, I want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, and I heard what the guy said from back east, and you know what? Now, all the support that it can be given would be needed, of course, you know, and it only benefits the community, and that needs to be said more than anything else. You know, it isn't just about us, it's about everybody. You know, yeah, we get get a little selfish, you know, because we get to have the track, and, you know, it'll help us too. But, I mean, the stunners can be there. I mean, you know, like you said, the lowriders, we've seen it there, man. You've seen it packed apple to elbow in there. You can't even walk around, you know.
Without any problem. Never a problem.
Not one problem ever, and you got every type of car out there enthusiast, you know. So, and that's the thing, you know. So, and never an issue. Never one issue at all. So, Till, it was good talking to you, buddy. And
heck yeah, man. Thanks for calling in, Jeff. I appreciate it, brother.
No worries, man. I appreciate you taking my call. And I'll take it easy, and I'll be seeing you out on the street.
Yeah, we'll catch you soon, man.
You got it, man.
All right, good night. Kev.
What's happening, man?
Kev.
Excellent show. Oh,
man. You know, I'll tell you, man, things are hopping out here, man. Oh, Kev, what are you doing?
Sorry, but I was rubbing against my jacket.
Oh, yeah, man, it's getting hopping out here, and hopefully, you know, that news thing, you know, as much good as I see it doing, I'm nervous about the repercussions of it, if there's any. But you know what? When you go out and you take a stand, you got to be ready for that too.
Right.
We'll see what happens, man. I was hoping to get some. I know this took up a lot of time and everything, but I was hoping to hear from down in Macon. I think they were racing in Macon this weekend.
Oh no, it's just too cold down there.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not snowing down there, nothing, is it?
Well, not that I know of.
Oh, man. Nah, you know, hopefully the things, I mean, it's going to do good, man, because you know what? I would love for everybody to come out here if this thing got going and we do a nice grudge race out here, because it would be, for one, like I said, man, it would humble a lot of people out here, see how fast these cars really go. When they hear about, you know, a grudge car, it's one thing to imagine it or hear somebody beat somebody, but to see these cars, man, go. Shoot. It ain't nothing like that, man. Ain't nothing like that
right.
at all.
Exactly.
So what's been happening up in Detroit, man?
Well, man, we got a snowstorm coming. Everybody been out shopping today trying to get set up in case we all get snowed in. We're out shopping all day trying to get food in the house and water and everything else. That's it.
In the meantime, in the meantime, I'm out here in flip-flops and T-shirts.
Oh, we can see some snow if you want some.
No, dude, I don't even like when I see it on TV, I change the channel. I don't want to know about that stuff. Oh. Yeah, man, it's man, you got the phone right by your mouth, man? You running?
To me, yeah. Hey, look, give me a second. Give me a second.
Oh. Man, it sounds like you're hustling to get in the house or something, like it's cold or something out there. Man. Well, my ticker's ticking down. And I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. Callie's finally catching on about the show, coming in with their complaints. I don't know if everybody wants to hear all that shit. But like I said, man, when we get that track going, I can't go nowhere without taking this call. Uncle Larry, you there?
What's going on, Tao?
What's going on, brother? How are you? How's New Year's?
Oh, man. I'm hanging in there with both hands, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got back today from down in Atlanta.
Oh, how did it all go down there?
Man, it was cold, man. Yeah, it was cold, especially coming back down. 65, oh my goodness. And it's going to get worse than that now.
Did they get the race off down there or no?
I didn't hear anything about a race at all.
Oh, I thought there was one in Macon this weekend. I might be
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It may have been too cold, though. Yeah, I ran down there and took care of some business. I didn't go for no race or anything or nothing like that. Run down there, spent a few days, and then turn around and come back.
Oh.
Hey, Tim. I mean, Tail.
Yes, sir.
We ain't doing all this running for nothing, man. We finna bust some ass.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Larry, you be nice now, okay?
You already know, Kevin.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, Kevin, I already know. We finna bust some ass.
Nobody get hurt.
We finna bust some ass. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's why we ain't even said nothing about no trying to engage about the car, none of that. It ain't nothing to talk about. You know, we're going to leave that a dead horse. I just had to speak on him because I saw him move a little bit. You know, so. It's going to be all right, Tay. I'm telling you, it's going to be all right, man. It's going to be all right. It's going to be super great.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got to get back there, man. 2014,
man.
Shoot.
It's got to be better than last year, man.
Man, last year was huge. Yes, it was.
Called Cole Killer brought something to the game last year, man, and I really appreciate him. I'm going to make it my business to make sure I get a chance to get with him this year and shake his hand because, personally, I've never had a chance to. We've talked a couple times on the radio shows, and I talked to him on the telephone and so far and so on, but actually just do it. What he did, I really appreciate him as a drag racer, man, you know.
Yeah.
The man got the heart of a lion.
Yeah, I mean, he got after it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, when are they going to make
it? It was quite a few of them. It was quite a few of them that stepped up 2013. But, you know, Cole Killer, he laid a mark down. He laid a mark down in the racing game, you know. And him and his crew and stuff, I really appreciate them, you know, for what they've done.
Yeah, when are they gonna announce everything on you know driver of the year and all that stuff, racer of the year?
I think that's coming up around banquet time if I'm correct. I know last year it did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how you been, Theo, man? You out there? You got your sandals on, man?
You know what? I got my shorts on. It's cooled down to about 65 degrees right now. So it's a little chilly for me. Days get hot, the nights get cool. So you know, I got my good days. Christmas was the best. It was 82 degrees here.
You was walking around in Lena, and it was way colder than that, like you was in California, man.
Hey, listen, man, but when that sun went down in Lena, do you see how fast I ran and got my tennis shoes?
Yes, I did.
My piggy said, fuck this shit, it's cold. I wasn't waiting no more.
I heard that. And then I forgot. I think that I'm trying to figure, was that Lena? Was it Milan? I think it was Milan when Kevin came around and showed his hospitality with me and Leroy and them, you know, and stuff. We had a lot of fun, man. You know,
yeah.
2013 was real good, man. You know, and I'm glad that the good Lord blessed me to be here to see it. It was really good. You know, you're always going to have your little do's and don'ts and so far and so on, but you have to work past that and just keep the shit moving, man, because, see, life is about progress. It's not about degressing. It's about progress.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's not
that's
right. Yeah. So I'm going to try to draw myself more this year, you know, because I did a lot of traveling last year. A lot.
Hey, Larry, how many categories are they going to have now for these events? I mean, for the awards.
Well, you know, that's what I've been waiting to hear. I've been waiting to hear the categories. You know, last year, he explained the categories. So I think he might come in this year and explain the categories too at the very top.
Yeah.
Because he would have to. He would have to before the recent season started, you know.
Yeah, man. I think they should give the Grudge Racer a year, a nice jacket with the Grudge Racer of the Year on the champion or something like that.
Yeah, that would be real nice.
To wear that proudly.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Who do you think is gonna get it?
And my own liking as far as what they went down in 2013, I'm kind of leaning toward Colt Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of leaning to him. Even though he lost that last race, the last race that he lost. You know,
yeah.
if it had been evenly yoked and it had been a Jeep body, then I could have kind of switched over a little bit. But because of the criteria, you know, I still feel the same. You know, I still feel the same.
I gotta go with 901. I think those guys from Bang the Bullets, man, from start to finish, you know, and not to take nothing away from what Colt Killer's done. But, you know, starting out the season, man, Witt was 6-0 out the gate, you know, and I just think that, you know, he ran a whole season. That's how I look at it.
Witt is good for the game, too, now, because he will engage. I'm not going to take nobody's credit away from him, you know, mm-hmm. And then people got to understand this is only our formal opinion, you know, because
right.
A person has an opinion. It doesn't mean that they're trying to do nothing discreditable towards you or nothing of that nature. You know, if a person want to think in that manner, then that's totally up to them because I can't control nobody's faults.
Right.
But my thing with it is I just more so accept things and take them in stride, you know. Somebody might have a different opinion or something about me. Ain't nothing I can do about it, so it's their formal opinion. So I just have to roll with the punches, you know.
You know, when I think about it, you know, and listen to all the racing and stuff like that, you know, and like I said, with Colt Killer, that was just unprecedented, man. That was a good run he had. You know what I mean? But I just the reason why my vote would go to Witt would be because he started in February racing, you know what I mean, and went all the way to the end. And you know, yeah, he had multiple cars, but you know what? There was no problem with running multiple cars. Jay said that was okay to do, and he played by the rules. And I just think that for me. And it's just my opinion, you know, Larry. If we're talking about Grudge Racer of the Year, I think that candidate should be somebody who races the whole year. Now, I, and like I said, I'm not taking nothing away from Colt Killer at all. You know,
but you know what, Kevin? Phil, what you just said, that's something that's when you say that a person should race all year, it's going to be a whole lot of drag racers that are going to race all year because we have mechanic failure. We have a lot of different things, you know. And my thing with that is that, you know, I just only get credit and sit back and watch what a person brings to the game, you know, regardless to when you start, you know. You was involved in it that year, you know, so we got to get credit. Just like I got to give Tony Wright. I got to give Tony Wright credit, you know. And the reason I got to give him credit because he jumped up and started getting his shit together too, you know. And what he brought to the game too is something that was promising during that time and something to look forward to in 2014. You know, so I try to do things pretty well balanced, Tail, when it comes to people, because of the simple fact that my grandmother used to have an old saying. She said, it take all us crazy people to make all you smart people know that y'all got sense, because see, if it wasn't for us, y'all wouldn't know what side of the bridge y'all on. You know? So
yeah.
It take my crazy ass opinion. It take all my crazy ass opinion to put everybody on their P's and Q's, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a lot of them brought a lot to the game last year, you know? And it looked like this 28-29 thing is steady growing. You know, it looked like it's steady growing. Yeah, You know, that's been for the last few years. That's been the dominating feature in drag racing.
And growing is good, man. As long as we moving up instead of moving down. You know,
man.
But I think it's good.
As long as we're moving in the right direction, man, it's all good. You know.
I don't know, for next season, maybe they should have like a one loss record, you know, if that's gonna show who's racing more or who's racing less, or you know.
Well, I just deal with a lot of common logic, and the common logic is this to me: if you got groups of cars, then you make a person competitive against another person that has groups of cars. If you take 10 men and put 10 men on one band, you know what's going to happen to them, don't you?
Right, right.
You know,
you got to
try to equal that thing out. So my thing with it was that, you know, if a person brings five cars and they race five times and you race one time, you know, which I can't say anything on it. It was just something that went on in 2013. Hopefully that'll turn around and be corrected and put in the proper form. You know, and I think that the people that have groups of cars, it should be a category for them also, you know.
Right.
Because if you got five cars and I got five cars, you know, then the best man wins. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But how can you win if a guy races his car five times in one day, you know, and then you got five cars and you only race them one time a day? To me, it just don't balance out. You know, but, you know, like I told you, it's only formally my opinion. It's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I can't speak on everyone, but I was listening to the show when Whit was talking, it was on Jay's show, and then they talked about it. And you know, and Whit told him, you know, he goes, you told me it didn't matter how many cars I ran. And I think if the rules would have been, Jay would have said, no, it's only going to count on one car. Maybe we would have concentrated more on one car. But he was just going by what was told to him by the man. So I think you're right. Maybe if they're going to do something this year or for 2014, mm-hmm. I would penalize Whit for following the rules.
No, I could never penalize him for reacted off of what somebody said. I can't, you know, that was the criteria that was given to him, you know, so
exactly.
I can't use it, but with me being in the, and with me being in the state of mind that I'm in, and being in the realm of life that I have made it so far, I try to always try to make things equal out. And when I try to make them equal out, I know I'm not perfect, and I know ain't nobody else perfect, you know, but I just try to be fair about the thing, you know. There's no way in the world, Taylor, that you could come up to me with five or ten guys, you know, and that's going to equal out to one ass whooping. You understand what I'm saying? Because after each one of you all get on my ass, it's going to be ten ass whoopings to land. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
That's just like I say, forming in my own personal opinion. That's how I look at it. You know.
But I don't think Whit bought a whole bunch of cars to go race other people. I think people called out. Someone wanted to race King Kong. Someone to race Predator. I think he was just bringing out the cars that, you know, that other people had challenged. So now he's got he's got multiple cars there.
Yeah, he has multiple cars. But it's only but Cole Killer can't run all his cars. You know, Cole Killer only got certain cars that he can run, and I which can't. You know, so I take the races and I put them when it's one on one. That's the way I do it. I put them when it's one on one. You know, if it's to an extent where I have to come up and I can't say judge because I don't do that in the first place. But if it's one on one, if they take each one of the races that he got, and he take the other races that he has, and so far and so on. They falls in a different category. So that's the only reason why I was saying what I was saying.
Right. No, I understand. I understand. And my way of thinking on it, Larry, was that, and not to take anything away from anybody who's racing in the game.
Right.
I just feel if I only race a few months out of the season and let's say I've got 13 wins and 2 losses, and somebody else who's been racing all year has, you know, 30 wins and 10 losses. I mean, does that put me in the same game as them? For me, I would think no. Only because they're out. They've been racing all season. If you look at it from a professional standpoint, if I'm racing pro stock cars. And you start out beginning of the year, and then I come out the last few months of the year with a new car. Hell, I ain't going to catch nobody in points to win a championship. I might win every race every time I come out, but that's not going to give me the points I would need to win a championship. I think
It may not give you, just this, Kale, it may not give you the criteria to win a championship, but think about the impact you'd have made. You know, see, in other words, what I'm saying is that the impact that's being made by these guys that's drag racing now is what bring the people, you know. So, you know, with all that being involved in it, you know, it has a lot to do with it. You know, when a person makes an impact in that, people, damn, you know, I want to go see him, man. Hey, man, this guy, man, he just stepped up. He didn't did this. He didn't did that, man. Hey, man, this guy, what's calling last? So far and so on. You know, that's the impact that brings to people. See, most of the time when I speak about anything, Tao, it's to get the people involved, Tao, because they're very important in the game. If you notice me, every time I always get on the shows, I always say to people that everybody's important in this game, man. Ain't nobody bigger than the next person in this game.
Oh, no. I don't mean anything like that, Larry.
No. I was speaking of what you were saying. I'm just talking about my own formal opinion about what we are doing or what we are supposed to be doing. What we're supposed to be doing, we're trying to make this thing grow. And in order for us to make it grow, we're going to have some good things. We're going to have to be fellowshipping. We're going to have to be gracious toward each other and so far and so on. And people look down on that and say, you know what, they really got something going on. And people blend in with stuff like that. You know?
And that's what makes this work. Now, With Cole Killer had rolling in from 2013, going to roll over to 2014, and like you said, now you're going to get more people who want to come out. More people came when he was winning races, because it's that, how many people want to go see Evel Knievel make the jump? Everybody went there because they want to see him crash.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wanted to be there to see if this is the night of Cole Killer going to lose. No, it's not. Then they all go to the next race. It was great. It was definitely great for the game. Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know,
and up here
and
where
you only
I'm
remember.
At,
yeah.
They talk about that race already. Everybody wants to see the second race that they have, because the first time Cole Killer won, the second time Tony Wright won. So everybody wants to see what's going to happen this third time. It's going to be jam packed, man.
That's the hype.
This is something that's good for the game. I like that.
The rubber match, yeah, and that's always good. That is always good for the game. The thing is, it's like you remember a lot of the races. If you flipped it around, and let's say Cole Killer had his run at the beginning of the season, and then went after the race he won, the race he lost. You take his record he had right now and put it at the beginning of the season, and let's say he didn't race the rest of the year. Would you still remember what he did in the beginning of the year? Because I bet a lot of people don't realize when the season started, Witt was 6-0. Witt was climbing that ladder, you know, and the unbeaten. And I bet you a lot of people, when you remind them, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know what? He was. Because it was a year ago now.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time. Me and Witt, we used to fellowship real tough at first. But I still go to just about all his events still. I always give him my support, you know, because, like I tell you, we don't have any personal endeavors or anything, you know. But when it's available and availability is there for me, I go to just about all the events that he do have down there in Hollow Springs, you know, as well as I try to do with most everybody else. I even ended up in Florida for the last event, you know. So I just want to see it work, Tao. You know, as long as it works out, that's all that's important to me, man. You know, and the thing is, being as gracious to the fans is just as important as being gracious to the racers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we need them. We need them, and we need their support. That's mandatory.
When I was driving the funny car, the guy I was driving for told me, you know, always be courteous and nice to the fans because they're the ones who sign my check. And he's like, because without them, we wouldn't be in this car. So, you know, you start to be humble and realize that, you know, everything's hand in hand. Everything's hand in hand. So, you know,
ever since my grandson had a chance to go and stand over the crowd and talk to Danny, I can't leave home without him. I can't leave home without him. He want to go. He wants to go. I want to go see some more drag racing. I want to go back and see Danny race some more, this and that, so far and so on. And because he want to do it and it caught his interest, I bring him.
That, man?
It makes all the difference in the world. See, the people is really the champs. It's not the automobile, but the people is the champs. And they make themselves a champ by putting themselves in good position with the people, the fans, and so forth and so on.
Right. Well, you know, it's all hand in hand. And I think, you know, when we went into 2013, we knew how big it was going to be. And I really don't see this thing slowing down now. I mean, grudge racing is going to be at the forefront. I think there's still a couple more hills that we need to climb as far as circulation. But I try to think outside the box. I think about media coverage. And, you know, and I said it earlier in the show, there's a couple of videographers out there that need to all get together and splice their shit up and make a movie, a motion picture movie about grudge racing. They got the footage. They got the cars. They got the people. They got everything. Come out to Hollywood. We sell it to a studio and say, hey, I guarantee this will be a box office smash. And it will, because anybody who's in drag racing are going to want to see this. And once people see grudge racing, I think this would be the worst thing for NHRA, because they'd be like, holy shit, look at these guys. And then they're going to try and run sanctions into us. But, you know,
whatever it takes to make the game grow up, Tail. Because, see, Tail, I like the fact that the guys that do get together, I like the fact that they turn around and they try to put something together and make it work. That's the reason why we left here and went down there in the first place. We thought it would be something good for the game. And I still got the faith that it will because of the simple fact that I looked at 2012 and I turned around and I looked at 2011, I looked at 2013, you know, and I see progress, you know, and that's what I'm looking to see because, see, I'm part of history. I'm old-time drag racer, you know, and that's all we used to do all the time, Tail. Somebody get their ass kicked, then we come back and we laugh and we sit for the catering truck and we sit around and eat bullshit, you know, and we and Tail, they used to be lined up like crazy, man. You know, we start drag racing at 3:30 in the evening, and the next when we finish drag racing, man, shoot, we be eating breakfast together down at somebody's restaurant. You know, all of us. Nobody, we don't have no attitudes about nothing. If we didn't like what went down, then we know that we got to go back to the drawing board again. And, you know, we just did what we had to do. And I thought that was good for the game, you know, because for years and years and years and years we done it, you know. And I don't ever recall anybody during the time that I raced my 69 blue, I don't ever recall a time of having, you know, no difficulty or no disagreements or nothing of that nature. I just said, you know what? You know, hey, man, you got your ass whooped. That's it. And we talk our little drag racing shit, and that was it, you know. If everything falls in place, Tail, man, this thing is going to be real productive, man. I already see it, man. Just coming together.
Mm-hmm. I just think they should, since, you know, with so many racers, I think the guidelines on categories, I don't think you should keep putting different categories in to appease other racers, man. Give them here it is. This is what we have, and let them shoot for it. Make the rules before the season starts, and stick with those rules. And halfway through, or when you get down at the end, and somebody's doing real good, and maybe he not be a well liked person, think of another category for him. Nah, it is what it is, man. You know, when it gets to that point,
where we realize that none of us perfect. Even to Jay Bond ain't perfect. You know,
right.
Sometimes he might make a mistake along the way. And if he make a mistake along the way, then our job is to turn around and help him correct that and support him in what he does. You know, not to take him and ridicule him or anything of that nature.
Oh, no, not something like that. Right.
You know, our thing is that when he does make a mistake and he realizes a mistake, you realize y'all have a discussion and so forth and so on, get behind him and support him in another area where we can turn around and make it better, you know.
Right.
So, I see, you know, as far as shit talking is concerned, we're going to be talking shit the rest of our life then because everybody's going to make a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going to make one.
When you do what we do, it's in everybody's blood, man. That's just part of the territory talking shit.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Hey, there, we got a caller, 414.
Okay.
614. Your mic's live, baby. Who's this? Hello? 414-6614.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
What's up, Mary? What's going on?
Man, I've been sitting back chilling, man. I just come off of that long ride out there fighting with them elements, man. I went down to Atlanta for a while, and I turned around and tried to find that little gap, and I made it between that gap before the other snow and ice and the cold weather got in. So I made it home fine.
Okay. Made it home safe, man. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold up in Wisconsin. It's cold as mother.
I know it.
Tomorrow, it's going below tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we are, too. I think they said we're supposed to get as low as 40 degrees below zero tomorrow.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yes, dead serious.
Man, it's cold out
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Tell you ain't seen nothing, man. I've been around. I saw 77 below and 88 below wind chill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Yeah. And you know what we did, Tail? This is the honest to God truth. We went and got some garbage tops because back during that time they had metal garbage tops. And we went to the store and got charcoal and some lighter fluid. And there was a lot of people that was trying to get to work, and they couldn't make it to work. Man, we get that cardboard and sit on the side of them cars with the wind blowing out of there, light them charcoals and put them up under them cars, man, once the fire had settled down and just the heat coming from them, and heat that oil up. And on oil pans, cars would fire right up. They was giving us $50 a crack.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets cold. And in Wisconsin, what he telling you about now, man, it gets super cold out there, man.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, man? If my mother was alive right now, I'd run down to that house and give my mother a great big kiss and tell her thank you for moving out here from St. Louis and not letting me born in that cold-ass shit out there. Oh, my God. I talked to my cousin earlier today. She got back from the store telling me they're expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow. And I started laughing. I said it was 78 degrees here today. Oh,
hey,
man.
Tao, let's ask him that question, Tao. Let's ask him, what is his formal opinion about who he thinks should be the Great Race of the Year?
Oh, he's the Great Racer?
Yes.
Man. Hey, you know, Cole Killer had a good season, man. But that boy Whit be coming on with it.
I think, Larry, for me, the debate is this. You know, it's Grudge Racer of the Year. I think that's what's key for me. We've been hitting it all. You've been hitting it all year long. And man, I don't want to say that when Cole Killer came out, he was. I mean, he came out and beat everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just when you put we were talking about on the show a while back, you know, I can see him getting a, like, most feared Grudge Racer of the Year or, you know, something like that. I don't know. I got to go with, you know, I mean, and them guys, they was running every weekend. And the reason how I know is because there was time when they was in the lanes. Whit would call into the show and say, "Hey man, we're in the lanes right now. We getting after it. We're racing so and so, and all right, I gotta go by." So you know, it's like, yeah, that's why I got my vote for him, man. I'm pretty solid on that. I mean, nothing against Cole Kill. I think he did, like I said, a fabulous job.
Yeah.
But it's like you're talking about the Grudge Racer of the Year. And like I said, man, he started out 6-0. I mean, Cole Killer, I don't know what it was. I know he was up there in that undefeated rank for a little while. I think he was up about 14-0. It's hard to stay undefeated.
Yeah.
You get that big bullseye on your back.
Cole Killer rough, man. Cole Killer, he's definitely rough, man. But it's the way that we go. He's just ready to go. Don't care. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
The man ain't got no break. He in go mode at all times. You know what I'm saying? Cole Killer the same way, but, you know, he's just constantly going.
But I think 2014, man, it's gonna be it's gonna be bigger, it's gonna be badder, it's gonna be, you know, competition now has gotten tougher.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all we gotta do is go over the floor mat and look at the things where we think that we went wrong at, and then turn around and try to make corrections on them and try to make the game better. Once we make
the
game better and
the,
get the criteria, all that stuff in order, I think everything gonna fall into place, man.
Yeah, it's just something we gotta do before the first race. That's all, you know. So, so these guys, we could, you know, Jay could put it out on his show and say, "Hey, this is what we come up with. This is how it's going to be for 2014, and let these guys have at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got to realize whatever the outcome be, I'm going to honor it anyway because of the simple mm-hmm. fact that those guys put their time in. You know.
Oh heck yeah.
And then the ones that's going to agree and the ones that's going to disagree. Okay. It's still going to boil out to the fact that it's nothing to get upset with nobody about. It's just your own personal opinion. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what
know?
It comes down to. That's what
exactly.
it comes down to. So it's how you view it, how you look at it, how you, you know, how you're perceived. You know, it's... I think when you put yourself out there a lot, you know, you get a fan base, you get people out there, you know, like you said, coming to see you. They want to see what you're up to. They want to see who you're racing. Maybe there might be fans that just like betting on a car. They just go wherever that car is at and make their own pocket money, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think that, you know, all that is good for the game.
Yes, it is.
I just think that, you know, I don't know how everybody else, as far as governors or the voting body is how they're looking at it on how to go about it. But I think it's going to be good. But I just feel that if you're going to do something and tag the of year, it's got to be, I feel, and it's just my opinion, that it's got to be somebody who's racing the full season or, you know, as many races as you can. I mean, I don't know that Whip made every single race, but I personally don't know any that he missed. So, you know, especially, you know, down his way. I mean, you can't make every single one, but I just, if you got over 30 grudge races in a season, I think that's saying something, Larry.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it does. It says a lot, Wick. And, you know, I think it's going to get better before it gets worse. I really do. I'm serious about that. And that's the only reason why I travel like I travel. I ain't just doing this because I ain't got nothing else to do. I got plenty of shit to do. I'm doing it for the love of the game. You know,
yes,
and then I don't mind driving it. It gets to a point where it gets expensive and so far and so on. But, hey, I ain't never seen nobody sit their ass down on no money and it hatched. You know, you got to do what it takes to enjoy yourself. So I'll be right back again this year. You know, if the good Lord spare me and don't nothing happen to me, I'm going to be right back again this year supporting, trying to enjoy myself, fellowshipping, and whatever goes along with it, you know, as far as moving forward is concerned.
Right. Oh, it's definitely going forward, man. It's definitely going forward. Because there's so many people in the game, you know, to keep it going. You know, they haven't come up with a schedule or anything yet, have they?
I haven't heard anything about a schedule yet. Yeah, but I haven't heard anything, but I'm looking forward to it, you know.
Are you gonna head down to Hattiesburg at all, Larry?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. That's where it begins at. Yeah.
I'm hoping. I'm trying to get my new motor done in time. If I get the new motor in the car, and go take some tests in it, I'd love to bring my car down there. I don't even care.
I'm gonna be looking forward to seeing you. I know that.
I was telling Chad, I said, you know, man, maybe we should just fly down and just go check it out. And then Chad goes, I don't know, man. That's gonna be kind of hard having to watch everybody else have fun.
Man, Chad will be sitting up there and he'll have a nervous breakdown.
Well, he's trying to get his new car finished right now, and he's got everything up for sale. So I don't know. But knowing Chad, if he still has the Mustang and the motor, it'll be in that Mustang, and he'll be pulling it down there if I know Chad.
Mm-hmm. No. Anybody that knows anything about Chad know that Chad got that drag race, and it's in his blood. He can't help himself.
Oh, it sure is, man.
Yeah. He gonna want to do something. It's going to be hard for Chad to go and sit and watch an event.
Yeah, so he's just waiting to see what's up. I thought he might call in tonight, but he's probably working on shit. So I know he wants to get that new car done and get it on the road.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of folks are sitting back waiting for y'all to get that thing together with the track so they can come down there and fellowship with y'all, too.
Oh, dude, you know what? I swear, man, if that thing comes into play, I can't wait for everybody to come out, you know, for the people that can make it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for one, being right next to the ocean, sea level, their cars are definitely going to pick up a few tenths from what they normally run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll be out here making money too. So you know, it'll be a good time, and I would definitely want to do that, man. And you know what? The cool thing is even though I forgot, I think they said it was like 2,700 feet. But running the 8 mile, man, I think everybody would be able to run. It'd be plenty enough shutdown for everybody. And that's all I care about, man. As long as we got the room. I mean, we could probably run to 1,000, but you know what? I said we just leave it at the 8 mile. Everybody have fun, and everybody knows what to expect.
Well, you know, Chad, I had made a suggestion, and the suggestion that I had made was this. You guys that like eighth-mile racing, fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You guys that like quarter-mile racing, fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that because they come from two different areas. My thing is to take both of them and try to put them together. They got a couple of tracks down there where some guys can do eighth-mile racing and some guys can do quarter-mile racing. You know, ain't nobody trying to force them to do nothing that's within their boundaries, whatever they feel that they want to do because – you know, that's their money, that's their car, so far and so on. So they're entitled to do it. But I think that it would add to the game because you got a lot of people that like eighth and you got a lot of people that like quarter. And these people, they'll travel. And if you have an event where it be eighth mile and quarter mile at certain tracks that can run a quarter mile, I think that it would kind of boost things up, you know, because
right.
There would be a lot of times you'd be questioning about, well, you know, we want to see some eighth mile or quarter mile racing too, you know. We'd be willing to travel and go if we could just see some of that. Okay, well, look, hey, the songs say give the people what they want, man.
Right.
You know, anything that's going to be a plus list, give them what they want. So we'd have some eighth of mile, we'd have some quarter mile races. You know, that ain't going to hurt the game. How is it going to hurt it?
Oh, it'll never hurt the game.
No, it won't hurt the game. Mm-mm. You know, everything can come to a negotiable point. You know, to bring the people and the proceeds, everything, you know?
No,
it's all about trying to make some shit work, you know, make something work.
Yeah. I think that the way the track would be set up, you could run a quarter mile there, but I think it might be iffy on the shutdown might be too short. And, you know, until they you know were to do something else or depending on how much land they would let us do this on, I mean I would love to see the quarter mile racing, But you know,
it wouldn't be too short for Montgomery. Would it run a pro miles up down there, Montgomery, Alabama?
Oh, yeah, I don't think they'd be able to run something.
That's a nice track, man. That's a nice track. Yes, it is. You know, just food for thought. You know, just food for thought. If it don't stick, it's still fine. You know what I'm saying? But I was just merely speaking on something that would make the game probably a little better. You know.
Right. Well, hopefully when this news thing comes out on the 6th, it's going to open up some eyes. I know the politicians that promised everything, and now they're going to be up Schitt's Creek now because they caught wind now that they're being called out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens now, man. I mean, it's, like I said, it's either we're going to get it or we pissed off the wrong people or never going to get it,
mm-hmm.
but either way.
And then with you being part of Grudge and KO, you got some papers that you can present to the people now because of the simple fact that in 2013, Grudge Inc. took a large step. You know,
mm-hmm.
with them taking a large step, you know, you would be capable of having some things to present to those people to let them know that, you know, that this thing is moving, you know?
Right. And that's what I want to do with this track. I want this track. I mean, you know, I want to do Grudge races at this track. I want to do Grudge events there. And I know I have something out there where as many people from the south and north and back east can make it. And even out west, out this way, Arizona and Northern California. I think once people see the cars that are out here, or I'm sorry, out there, out here running, I really believe a lot of people will quit class racing and start running there, you know, because, like I said, as soon as I get my motor done, I'll probably be all done class racing. I want to go back east. I want to, you know, I want to go to some Grudge races and run my car. And you know, if I got to leave my car somewhere with somebody or at their shop, so all I got to do is fly back, so I don't have to keep dragging the car out there. Shoot, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this way, I just rent a pickup truck and then tow the car wherever it's got to go. And then when it's time to come home, then it's just drive out with my car and hook it up and drive it back home.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll get my friend out of Wisconsin to come and grab you and take you down and let you stay the rest of the winter down there in Wisconsin.
Oh, I ain't staying the winter down in no Wisconsin. Hell no.
Hey, Larry, I'll come pick him up.
You come pick him up?
I'll come get him. But no service.
The minute you guys say it's throw a number out and then say below, this chill runs down my spine, man.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yeah, you might
hell.
Want to come on.
Yeah, nope.
Man, forget that. That's crazy cold. I don't know how you guys do it. Man, I used to be all in the snow. I used to go skiing all the time, and I used to tell my mother, I said, you know what? How come we don't go back to St. Louis in the summertime? She said, you know what? Why don't you shovel snow one time and then ask me that stupid question again? 2 weeks later, I went to Big Bear, the local mountain. And we rented a cabin. So we got the car in the garage, and it snowed. And guess what? He couldn't open up the garage because it was the handle was in the snow, and the snowblower was in the garage. So guess what I had to do? I had to go out there and shovel snow, cussing and screaming, and I was like a little bitch. son. Like, you know, my mother's way. This is the way, my mother's way of saying, ha, ha, ha. Now you know why I moved to California. But, yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm a California boy, man. I ain't doing that cold shit. Anything below, man, I don't even want to look at my bed. Can't have none of that shit.
Yes, please.
None of that shit at all. But it's all